Blog Talk Radio.
And I feel nice, that sugar is fine. I feel nice, that sugar is fine. So nice, so nice, I got you.
I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? And do you have the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned, no verdict was returned, and while Lennon read a book on Mark, the quartet practiced in the park, and we sang dirges in the dark. The day the music died, we were singing.
Yeah.
smoking.
Time air was sweet perfume while the sergeant played a marching tune. We all got up to dance. Oh, but we never got the chance. Cause the players tried to take the field. The marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed today? The music died. We started singing bye-bye, Mr. American Pie. Drove the ship to the levee, but the levee was dry. Then good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye. Singing, this will be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die. Clenched in fits of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night, just like the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died, and they were singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die. They were singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this will be the day that I die.
Just sit down and relax a minute. Let me tell you about it. It's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. And I just got paid. Good from town. Gonna pick up my lady. Ain't no telling where I might end up. You might see me on the east side, the west side. I'm even going across the bridge, though, cause I
cause I hear they really get down over there.
Well, I, to myself,
well,
doing
well,
on a party,
well,
on a party,
well,
party,
well,
party,
well,
party,
well,
party.
Well,
I,
well,
to myself,
well,
on party, party,
well,
I'm just a living, yeah,
living for the weekend. Welcome to the Ron Rick Show live on BTR. How's it going tonight, everybody? It's Friday night, and you know I'm usually this is my night, but that's all right. I will behave myself and be on my best behavior for a minute. I don't know anything's unpredictable on BTR shows because you never know which way we're going to go with this. But hey, I want to welcome everybody here. Glad to see everybody here tonight. You know, the trolls are out trolling around tonight. I didn't notice that a little earlier. So, hey, we'll invite them too. We don't care. We don't discriminate against nobody for any reason whatsoever. But hey, I can't be hanging out too long rattling my jaws about absolutely nothing that makes no sense. So I'm going to get my co-host on here somehow or another. Anyway, I want you to welcome her, you know, the voice of the world on BTR, Antoinette from Delaware. Hello, Antoinette. How are you doing tonight, lovely?
Hello, Ron Ruck. I'm well, thank you. Oh, could you do me a favor for COG? Could
yes,
you please play him, Gil Scott-Heron, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, or...
I could do that.
I think that would, but he doesn't know who Gil Scott-Heron is. And George, in case you don't know, this is one of Gil Scott-Heron's. I love Gil Scott-Heron. He passed last year. But he did a lot of the songs from the 60s in protest of the Vietnam War, just on, you know, different things on how the take of it was. And so this one in particular that Ron is going to play is The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. But there's two other ones that we have that it talks about Nixon with the, oh, Lord, what was that called with Nixon, what he did?
H2O.
Yeah, the H2O. But what was that? What was that whole thing called? Not the song, but the
Watergate.
Thank you.
Yes. Right.
Yes.
That is a good. The song is you know, the statement's really good in these songs. You'll like it.
Yeah.
But anyway,
so if you could,
without further ado, I guess I should play these songs.
Yes,
y'all
if
ready?
You could, please. Thank you.
All right. Here we go.
Be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm women liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Don't want to be involved in this, man. This is gonna be a blues number.
Yeah.
But first, I want to do a little bit of background on the blues and say what it is. Like, there are six cardinal colors, and colors have always come to signify more than simply that particular shade, like redneck or got the blues.
Yeah.
That's where you apply colors to something else, you know, to come up with what it is you're trying to say. So there are six cardinal colors: yellow, red, orange, green, blue, and purple. And there are 3,000 shades. And if you take these 3,000 shades and divide them by six, you'll come up with 500.
Oh, yeah.
Meaning there are at least 500 shades of the blues. For example, there's the I Ain't Got Me No Money blues. There is the I Ain't Got Me No Woman blues. There's the I Ain't Got Me No Money and I Ain't Got Me No Woman, which is the double blues. And for years it was thought that black people was the only one who could get the blues, so the blues hadn't come into no international type of fame. But lately we done had Frank Rizzo with the lie detector blues. We done had the United States government talking about the energy crisis blues. And we're gonna dedicate this next poem here to Spearhead X, the X second in command in terms of this country.
Got the blues.
And the poem is called H2O G-A-T-E Blues. And if H2O is still water and G-A-T-E is still gate, what we're getting ready to deal on is the Watergate Blues. Let me see if I can dial this number right quick. Click. Click. I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. Click. Inoperative. Just how blind will America be? The world is on the edge of its seat, defeat on the horizon, very surprising that we all could see the plot and still could not. Let me do that part again. Just how blind will America be? The world is on the edge of its seat, defeat on the horizon, very surprising that we all could see the plot and claimed that we could not. Just how blind, America? Just as Vietnam exploded in the rice, snap, crackle, and pop could not stop people determined to be free. Just how blind will America be? The shock of a Vietnam defeat sent Republican donkeys scurrying down on Wall Street. And when the roll was called, it was Pepsi Cola and Phillips 66. Boeing, Dow, and Lockheed. Ask them what they're fighting for, and they'll never mention the economics of war. Ecological warfare, above all else, destroy the land. If we can't break the Asian will, we'll bomb the dikes and starve the man. America, the international Jekyll and Hyde, the land of a thousand disguises, sneaks up on you but rarely surprises. Plundering the Asian countryside in the name of Fu Manchu. Afraid of shoeless, undernourished Cambodians, while we strike big wheat bargains with Russia, our nuclear enemy. Just how blind, America? But tell me, who was around where Hale Boggs died? And what was the cause of LBJ's untimely demise? And what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray, while America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. How long will the citizens sit and wait? It's looking like Europe in 38. Did they move to stop Hitler before it was too late? How long, America, before the consequences of keeping the school system segregated, allowing the press to be intimidated, watching the price of everything soar, and hearing complaints because the rich want more? It seems that Macbeth and not his lady went mad. We've let him eliminate the whole middle class. The dollar's the only thing we can't inflate, while the poor go on without a new minimum wage. But what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray, and there are those who say America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. How much more evidence do the citizens need that the election was sabotaged by trickery and greed? And if this is so, and who we got didn't win, let's do the whole goddamn election over again. The obvious key to the whole charade would be to run down all of the games they played. Remember Dieter Beard and ITT, the slaughter of Attica, the CIA in Chile, knowing nothing about Allende at this time in the past, as I recollect, Augusta, Georgia, the nomination of Supreme Court Justice to head off the tapes, William Calley's executive interference in the image of John Wayne, Kent State, Jackson State, Southern Louisiana, hundreds of authorized bombing raids, the chaining and gagging of Bobby Seale. Somebody tell these Maryland governors to be for real. We recall all of these events just to prove that Waterbuggers in the Watergate wasn't no news. The thing that seems to justify all of our fears is that all this went down in the last 5 years. But tell me, what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray while America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. We leave America to ponder the image of justice from its new wave of leaders. Frank Rizzo, the high school graduate mayor of Philadelphia whose ignorance is surpassed only by those who voted for him. Richard Daley, imperial Napoleonic mayor of Chicago, who took over from Al Capone and continues to implement the same tactics. George Wallace, Lester Maddow, Strom Thurmond, Ronald Reagan, an almost endless list that won't be missed when at last America is purged. And the silent White House with the James brothers once in command. But see the sauerkraut mafia men deserting the sinking White House ship and their main mindless megalomaniac Ahab. McCord has blown, Mitchell has blown, no tap on my telephone. McCord has blown, Mitchell has blown, no tap on my telephone. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean, it follows a pattern if you dig what I mean. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean, it follows a pattern if you dig what I mean. And what are we left with now? Bumper stickers that say Free the Watergate 500. Spy movies of the same name with a cast of thousands. And that ominous phrase that if Nixon knew, Ag knew. But Ag didn't knew enough to stay out of jail. And what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray. And there are those who swear they've seen King Richard. 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 Beneath that cesspool. Watergate. Four more years of that.
There we go. Gil Scott Heron, H2O Blues. Yeah, man, that's a good old song back in the day, you know. We don't hear any of those anymore, that type of songs. We just don't hear them anymore at all. But, hey, I can't keep hanging out like this either, man. And I tell you what, here's what's coming up. We got Firefox News Online, the hottest station on BTR, and we got the main man on with us tonight, the man that sparks everybody up every night between the time, well, my time would be Central Time, the 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., every night, for now, until he decides to take a couple days off. But anyway, welcome the man himself, George Zinser, from Firefox News Online, primetime. How's it going, George?
Well, just a moment there, Mr. Rec there. George, I had to step into the bathroom here. George, you're wanted on the mic here.
Just tell him to be right there.
If you shake it more than twice, you're playing with it, George. You know that, don't you?
I wouldn't tell him that if I were you. He gets very offended, you know.
Yeah.
What do you want, Floppy Ears?
Me. What's up, Ron?
you know
I got to tell you, being around here with this guy, George, sometimes I think he's a little nuts. But then again, so am I. Look at how many times I let Elma try to chase me down.
All right, you load bricks, out of the way. Get.
But, George, I'm being very, very quiet.
Oh, shut up, Elmer. God. Go back and read your coloring book or something, will you? Jeez. The things I put up with around here. I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense anymore. So anyway, like, what's happening, bud?
What's happening with you, man? I listen to your show. It's an excellent show, as usual. I'm just, hanging out here. It's Friday night, and I'm just looking to talk about something. I actually have something to talk about, and, of course, it's the Iran engagement. it just seems to get better. it seems like President Obama didn't really have much to say about it on the South Lawn. I'm not sending U.S. troops back into combat. That's pretty well it. Okay. Man, a few words, didn't he?
Man, a very few words. But and of course, all of the words that come out of his pie hole are outright lies.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think he's going to do that anymore because he's caught too many times, but that's why he's going to have a few words now. But, U.S. is seeing signs of Iran engagement in Iraq, so officials are saying that. So who knows, man? This shit's been going on forever over there anyway. This ain't new. This ain't nothing new. One believes in one thing, one believes in another, and that's, let's all start the ballroom blitz. That's why I've been calling this one the ballroom blitz.
Okay, I was just talking. No wonder I wasn't getting no answer.
What's that?
I was just talking. I said, no wonder I was getting no answer. I had myself muted.
Well,
that's not fun.
No,
it wasn't. I talk
to
myself sometimes, too. I talk to myself.
Okay, but I
wasn't trying to. I'm not dumb to answer myself back. Okay.
Now, but you got to remember, everything now is propaganda.
Well,
keep in mind, all wars are bankers' wars. So who is he doing this for? It's for the bankers. He's doing it for
exactly.
The people who, who's to benefit from this? The bankers, not the people, especially the people that's going over there, our military, our young people, they're not benefiting from this. The only one who's benefiting from this is the bankers.
Right.
All wars are bankers' wars. I'm going to get that link and put it in the chat room for y'all. If y'all haven't seen it, please check that out. Have you seen that, George? George, have you ever seen that?
Not to my recollection, no.
No?
Yeah, you need to watch it.
Oh, you really got to watch this.
Yeah.
Yes, you really have to watch this. I'm telling you, this is your homework.
Absolutely.
Oh,
I'm giving you homework.
Now, I haven't done homework since I got out of high school.
Okay, And guess what? You're getting homework tonight. From Ron Rex Show, you get homework. You get homework at Ron Rex Show.
Excuse me.
Well, I'll put it to you like this. Okay.
Yes.
You'll enjoy it. Trust me. You'll enjoy it.
I'm telling you, you really will. They will give you a truly different perspective on how things are really ran.
Right.
Really and truly, when you listen to this, and everyone else, when you listen to this, this will truly let you know how things are really and truly ran and why we keep ending up in the places where we are is because all wars are bankers' wars.
That's right. Think about it. Watch history. Look at history. That's the thing. It's always been over something. freedom wasn't in power.
COG, I don't think there's a guitar in that. That's a documentary. It's really, really good, so please listen to it.
Excuse me, sorry.
Shut up now.
Well, I have to run with that link in there, but I'm going to bring another person on. I ain't talked in a while. Another popular host on BTR. Boy, it must be host meeting night tonight. I want to make sure all the hosts are coming in tonight. This is one I really like listening to right here. If she ain't got her hand up, I'm going to tell them I'll bring her in anyway. Sister Nagoni, how are you tonight, sweetie? Greetings. I guess she's just listening.
She's listening tonight. She didn't have her hand up. She's just listening. She came to visit us. She came in
like
the chat room. But if she puts her hand up, she's tired.
Okay, well, I'll mute her. We have some other callers in here. Well, hand up. Let's bring this customer.
Do they have their hand up? You can't bring them in if they don't have
their
hand up.
They had their hand up and they had the middle finger up at me. 9:10.
Okay, well, at least it was to you.
Well, it's a lot of show. Wow. You had your hand up, 9:10.
Oh, hello. This is Deborah.
Hey, Deborah, how are you doing? I'm sorry to
recognize
you,
Deborah.
I'm sorry.
How are y'all doing tonight?
Well, it's good to hear you and that you came back to join us.
Well, I wanted to tell you about that medication I told you about last night.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's right.
It's called, I don't know if you ever heard of chelation therapy.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's spelled C-H-E-L-A-T-I-O-N. And this medication is called Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. And
heard of,
there's
what
a man.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Pardon?
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I talked over you. Please, I'm sorry. Continue.
Well, if you have high blood pressure, if your feet are all swollen, if your arteries are clogged and you're ready to have bypass surgery, this medication will unclog your arteries. You won't need to have bypass surgery. It'll bring down your blood pressure. Your feet will go back to normal. But if you have kidney stones, you cannot take this medicine, or if you have something wrong with your liver, like cirrhosis.
Oh, my.
But this medication can be a lifesaver. And the man's name is Lorne, L-O-R-N-E, at angioprim.com. And his number, I'm not sure if he's still at this number, but his number was 604-888-6202.
Uh-huh.
And when you talk to him, you tell him all your health problems, all the medication you're on, and he'll tell you how long you need to take this medication and how much you need and how long you need to be on it, and he'll give you a good deal on it. It is expensive, but this medication can save people's lives.
Now, where is he from? Is he from here in the States?
Yeah, he's from here in the States. It was a doctor that actually invented this medication. This doctor actually needed bypass surgery, and he invented this medication himself to save his own life.
Okay. So this is more homeopathic.
Yes. There's a lot of chelation therapy on the Internet.
Yes.
But a lot of people tell you their chelation therapy works, and a lot of it doesn't. But I can tell you that this medication does work. It's a very good medication. And if you have high blood pressure, your blood pressure will go back to normal. All that swelling will go down in your feet. It'll go back to normal. And if your arteries are clogged, it will take it away.
Well, it's just not good for the liver. So does it have, that you know of, does it have problems being absorbed by the liver, or does it...
I just know that if you have, like, cirrhosis of the liver, you shouldn't take it. If you have kidney stones, you shouldn't take it. Yeah. That's all I know.
So that's one of the, those are major side effects, so that's, you know.
I'm not no doctor, but that's the things I know.
No,
about.
I mean, I'm just, that's, you know, like with the medications that are out here today that, I mean, I'm going to look into it, but I'm just saying, you know, the side effects today, you know, the major side effects is, you know, with your kidney and with your liver. So that's the reason why I asked that question.
If you have kidney stones, you should not take it. And if you got something wrong, bad with your liver, you shouldn't take it. But besides that, it can save people's lives. I mean, if they're scheduled for bypass surgery, it can change their life completely. Can save
well,
their
that's
life.
Good. Yeah.
So it's good to know that there's medication like that out of there, because there's a lot of people that are having these bypasses and don't have to go through that.
Yes, that is so true. I have to agree with you there. You know, when there's so much alternative medications and everything that we can, you know, turn to. Ron, if you have it up, could you put the link in the chat room, please?
Thank you. This is something a little different on it. Give me 1 second. I'm sorry, guys. You were talking, but
let me make this disclaimer. Listen, y'all.
Okay.
We are not promoting any type of alternative medication or any pharmaceutical medication for your own self. Research everything that we say or anyone else that tells you. Research it and know it for yourself. Do not take anyone else's word for it. And that goes for, you know, what Ron and I say here or any other show. You know, even people that you hear on the street, I advise you to research everything for yourself. You know, so you hold yourself personally responsible for what you do.
Yep.
And nothing against you, Deborah. I just, you know.
Oh, I know.
You got to just make sure everything is clear.
But I know from personal experience that medication worked in my life.
Oh, well, that's good. You know, as I said, I will look at it. And as we see, Ron has already pulled it up, so he had it up already.
Yeah.
He was on it before I was.
Sure.
That's unusual.
Chemicals.
My blood pressure had been way up, and my feet, oh, my goodness, they were so swollen. And I'll have to say the Lord did lead me to that medication one night, and I prayed about it. I ordered it, and I'm not kidding. My blood pressure went to normal. All that swelling went away, and it was great stuff in my life.
Yeah, Ron, are you jotting some papers?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to write a card on this material. I'm sorry, guys. I'm trying to do this, man.
It is called chelation therapy, if anybody wants to look up that kind of therapy.
Right.
And that's spelled chelation, and then
yes,
therapy.
I have it up. Yeah, we're the Center for Disease Control officials. Oh, okay. Well, they were looking. As I said, you know, everybody has to look it up for yourselves and
right.
Do your own research, because
yeah, okay. I got information. I'll get to it later. We got a show to do.
Yeah,
that is a good. That is good, though. Absolutely. They said that cleans out the pipes, man. It's like liquid drain over a human. That's excellent. That's what it is. You got a lot of trash in your veins over the years. We all do. You know, it wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
You really wouldn't. You know, I'm not.
Well, I can tell you. I had been given medication by a doctor that did a lot of bad things to my heart, and I wasn't that old when this happened to me. I was in my 30s, and in the year 2000, I had to have 2 open heart surgeries. I had it within 5.5 months, so I can tell you I've suffered a lot from what happened to me. And I can tell you that medication can save your life.
It really helps. Well, that's good.
That's
really cool. It really seems very interesting. Ron, we have another caller on the line also.
I see that.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. All right, 404, you're on the air. How's it going tonight?
Hi, Antoinette. Ron Rick.
Hello.
Hey, what's happening?
I'm sorry. Now, who did you say? Your voice sounds very familiar.
She forgot me. I missed you, Antoinette.
I missed you. 2020.
You don't get it?
Jackie. Okay.
Jackie.
You're no longer 2020. But you,
I never was.
How are you, sweetheart?
Okay.
Well, how are you, dear?
It's been a while.
It has.
Well, I just talked to Ron not too long ago on this show and on Perry's show. So, y'all talking about alternative health today?
This is Friday, so
yeah.
I guess Ron basically has it open.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, to talk about.
Well, I heard the disclaimer, so I was thinking maybe the subject was alternative.
Yeah, well, I was going to make that because, Okay, look.
I'm not a doctor in real life. I'm a doctor on television.
Well, I just wanted to say I just got me a Nutribullet. I haven't used it yet. I'm planning on using it tomorrow, but I'm hoping to get healthier, you know, using this thing. And today I went online and I tried to find, even though it came with the book and it came with recipes, you know, I wanted to see what else I could find. So I went online to look up detoxes. You know, natural detoxes, and I ran into an article that where this lady was talking about she was using a Nutribullet to make, you know, drinks to make her stronger after her chemotherapy, and she was saying how it really worked wonders for her and stuff. So, you know, I know this y'all show is not my show, but if anybody is listening and they have any good experiences or stories from, you know, using their Nutribullet, I would love to hear that. Because I think we all need to be healthy, and something like that could make it really easy to be healthier.
Well, I don't know. I'm not familiar with it myself.
My name is Deborah, and I know my parents, they have been vegetarians for years, and they have juiced for years. And one thing about it that's good is that you can get a lot more vegetables into your system juicing than you could if you were to sit down and eat them regularly.
Right.
So that's why it's more healthy for you. And if you can really grow your own food, you're even better off.
Sometimes better than a juicer.
Pardon?
Because with the Nutribullet, they said that the juicer leaves out a lot of stuff. And with the Nutribullet, it takes all of that stuff in. So,
yeah.
What is it? It's a processor? What is it, Jackie? What type of device is it? Is it a device or what is it?
It's kind of like a juicer, but all of that stuff that they leave behind in the juicer, it uses all of that stuff too.
Oh, so it don't strain the pulp out. It keeps it all.
Yeah, whatever
you
put in there.
Yeah, once like a Vitamix. I think the Vitamix does that too. They're pricey.
Yeah, that's the one my parents use.
You have to see the infomercial. Or maybe you have to check the infomercial or go to YouTube and see if you can see a demo where they compare it side by side with a juicer.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you get it all, I mean, eating it, I don't see how eating it. You know, in some instance, you know, like on your harder vegetables, stuff like that, I could see that, where your body wouldn't digest it properly. You know what I mean? You wouldn't get it all. You'd be blowing a lot of it out, you know, per se. But, yeah, if you're going to vegan out, that's the way to go. You'd be much better. I mean, I quit smoking cigarettes almost five months ago.
This is like a vegan,
What's that?
I don't want to be a vegan. or a vegetarian.
You don't?
No.
And you feel 100% better.
That's what they say, but it's, you know, it's studies that support it and studies that's against it. I kind of lean towards the ones that's against it, but I don't rule out taking a lot of the meat out of my diet. And, you know,
right.
I like pork. I like pork and I like beef, but, you know, I know how they are on your body, so... You know, if I can get into this Nutribullet and, you know, maybe boost up my energy, I'm hoping that I can find some type of recipe that actually stop my cravings for so much meat. So I don't even feel like I ate once I had meat.
You know, where people, I found out, because I'm in the process of losing weight myself, you know, quit smoking, quit drinking, you know, I'm sort of quit being cool. No, I'm just kidding. The one trick that I've seen a lot of people learn, I had a few of my friends are really unhealthy, overweight. They said, man, you know, I can't eat because I'm full, man. You know, I can eat a lot of food and shit before I go to bed, before I take a nap. I say, well, yeah, that's the problem. You don't do that. That's where you're going to absorb more calories when you go to sleep if you got a full gut, you know. And I told one buddy of mine, he was like, at least 200 overweight. I said, man, what you need to do is get you a tablespoon of peanut butter and eat it before you go to bed. And there you go.
And what does that do?
Peanut butter is a slow digester and it sticks in your stomach for a long time, coats it, and you don't feel like you're hungry at all for a long time.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
45 minutes to an hour. You know? But, you know, because people,
not with nothing on it? Just a spoonful of peanut butter?
That's right. And the best one is get natural peanut butter. Don't get that bullshit with all the sugar in it. You know what I mean?
I like peanut butter.
Yeah, I like it too, but I don't like it just to eat it by itself.
I will. Well, you know, the kind he said don't eat. I will get in the bed late at night and have a spoon.
Okay.
And I'm happy with actually, don't think I'm greedy or nothing, but it's probably a jar of peanut butter on my nightstand now.
Okay.
As long as you don't add bread and jelly, you're all right. You're all right.
It's a jelly.
I said as long as you don't have bread and jelly with it. Peanut butter.
Oh, no. Sometimes I do have crackers.
Yeah, and I eat a cracker. I'm not going to just eat it by itself.
Hey, if I don't got enough crackers, I'm eating that peanut butter.
Is peanut butter going to be lonely without a piece of cracker or bread? You don't want to go
It doesn't need the bread. It needs the cracker.
Okay. All right. I think you're all going crackers, but that's fine by me, though.
Yeah, I love my crackers. I eat my crackers all the time.
Well, you know.
And I'm looking now, and I got another pack in the box. I'm getting ready to eat them.
Shame on you, shame. But, hey, that's just, you can do what you want. I mean, it's an individual commitment.
I didn't get any chocolate
today.
I deserve my crackers.
Today.
I didn't have any chocolate yesterday or the day before.
Well, when you get done with that cracker, fire up a cigarette, all right?
I got my cigarette going now.
You're doing it at the same time. Smoke and eat the cracker with peanut butter.
Oh, my.
Charge, you catching any of this, man?
Pardon me?
He's catching any of this.
He has to be excused for a moment. He had another phone call.
Oh, I didn't catch it. Okay, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Yeah.
Well, did anyone hear about the plane that went down with Richard Rockefeller?
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, y'all didn't hear about that. Now I got to go and find it.
No shit.
Yeah. Now I got to go and find the link for it for y'all. Well, I didn't get it from the news, but he was Dr. Richard Rockefeller. He went down on the plane, and it was a crash. And then, you know, the plane also went down with cats in it, K-A-T-Z.
Okay.
So, I just found that. But wait a minute, I'm getting it for y'all.
Obama does something of Obama.
Pardon me?
President Obama urges Iraq leaders Friday as he solve their problems as they face Al-Qaeda, inspired militants overrunning the cities and marching towards Baghdad. This says he was reviewing possible U.S. military response.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Richard Rockefeller dead. Doctor dies in plane crash, age 65.
Here we go. All right, I got to read this. Obama speaks on the South Lawn before departing for North Dakota, dreaming to the U.S. that the U.S. would not be sending U.S. troops back into combat. He said the unrest in Iraq, though, posed a danger to the Iraqi people and could threaten American interests. Get it? There you go. Our interest. American interest.
Yeah. Of course. So
whatever we got going over there. Yeah, don't mess with our shit, man.
No, that don't mess with the banker's stuff.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying us people. I'm saying us, them, people. These other people, 1%ers. Indicating that decisions on possible U.S. intervention could still be days away. The president said he asked his secretary team for opinions and is reviewing them. Obama made clear, however, that any U.S. involvement would likely be limited, pressing the involvement Iraq government to develop a political plan and make a serene effort to resolve sanctioned divisions, whatever. Secretion division. So, who knows? I mean, it's wow. That's the more you got to look for in these, you know, these deals, you know, our interest or their interest.
Yeah, so then you know who is it really about.
Right, exactly, right.
Okay, here y'all go. This is a CNN news link, so you know it's really, really important.
Yeah.
I put it in the chat room, CNN, Richard Rockefeller's plane crash. And he is the great-grandson, I believe that's what it said, great-grandson of John D. Rockefeller, dies in plane crash. And, okay, Rockefeller, son of Palantrius, David Rockefeller, and great-grandson of Standard Oil founder and philanthropist John D. Rockefeller was killed Friday in the crash of a single-engine plane in Westchester County, New York, a family representative and airports official said. Rockefeller, 65, was the only one aboard the Piper PA-46-500TP Mandarin aircraft when it crashed at 8:08 a.m. Friday, less than a mile from takeoff at an airport near White Plains, airport manager Pete said, okay, Ron, you got to read it. I can't. It's taking my breath.
You lost me. I'm on another deal. Hang on a second. Oh, shit. I'm trying to
okay.
Video.
It would be on the third paragraph where I left. I'm sorry, y'all. I can only do with so much.
No, let me stop this video. Well, let me touch the commercial over.
dedicated bankers.
That's a big help. So you can choose a bank where helping people comes first. So you can.
Can y'all hear this?
Pastor Kerr, just after 8 this morning, after Dr. Richard Rockefeller, 65, took off in his own plane.
Shortly after takeoff, the FAA control tower notified airport operations that the aircraft was missing.
The plane, a Piper Meridian, a single-engine turboprop, is equipped to carry a pilot and 5 passengers.
The sole occupant and pilot is Dr. Richard Rockefeller. He flew in yesterday for the birthday of his father, David Rockefeller, who turned 99 yesterday.
The plane en route to Portland, Maine, in heavy fog, apparently clipped trees just after takeoff and crashed at a stable about a half mile away, narrowly missing a home.
The weather at the time was 1/4 mile visibility and an indefinite 200-foot ceiling.
Those are poor conditions which require an instrument rating, which airport officials say Rockefeller had.
The plane did hit several pine trees on the way down, and we're fortunate that there was no fire.
Rockefeller was the son of David Rockefeller, the banker and philanthropist. Richard was a nephew of former Vice President Nelson Rockefeller and great-grandson of John D. Rockefeller. Richard Rockefeller was a physician with Doctors Without Borders and was on the board of Rockefeller University. He lived in Falmouth, Maine.
So there you go.
All right, well, now let me ask you something. Doctors Without Borders, so does that mean that he's one of those doctors that goes over and gives the immunization shots to these children
right.
that are filled with these vaccinations that are killing them?
Right.
I think those Doctors Without Borders is the doctors that go and help people that won't seek medical attention and stuff like that because of religious beliefs.
Yeah,
the mercenaries. They go over as mercenaries.
Right.
But what they do
right,
is they go
no,
over.
No, not mercenaries. No, not that.
Okay.
Right.
No, definitely not mercenaries because they work with the atheist community.
Yeah, but they go over and they give these children these immunization shots and things like that. And they're giving them, you know, all the vaccinations do is put the virus in your body.
Right.
So they're going over and they're putting these viruses in these children's bodies that they're not even used to, that they don't even have in their countries. But I put a dozen links in there for y'all on different sites where it's quoted where he had died in the plane crash. So that's the only thing that, you know, I'm sorry, 2020. He goes over.
Jackie, please.
I'm sorry. Look, you've been 2020 for so long, and now you want to change up.
I never was 2020. Terry had a problem. Terry had a problem saying my name. My screen name is 220. He had a problem saying that.
Okay. Jackie.
Thank you.
Okay. But most of those Doctors Without Borders, they do these vaccinations and these treatments that these people can't take. And they don't have these viruses over there, but they're going over there, and because of the vaccinations, just like how it is here, once they give you the vaccination, they're putting the virus and stuff in you. So, you know, a lot of these places where, you know, they're getting sick off of stuff that is foreign to their countries.
I'm not against the vaccination. I used to be, I've educated myself more on it, and I'm no longer against it.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that you checked that out. And that's what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
And Golf Dog put Chuck Noll, N-O-L-L, has passed away today. Oh, a coach, a great coach. Well, I'm sorry to hear of his passing also, Carl.
Huh. But oh, a Rockefeller died, wow.
Yeah, and his family came from, we have another call on, too.
Put it in a mausoleum. Put him in a golden casket and put him in a mausoleum.
Yeah, wasn't his family the one that said that if they could come back, they'd like to come back as a virus?
I think so.
Was it his family, the Rockefeller family?
I
believe that was Prince William's dad that said that.
Oh, okay. I know it was one of them. It was somebody who said that they wanted to come back as a virus.
I believe that.
We got another caller on the line.
Yeah.
Nine, you're on the air. How's it going? Nine, you're on the air.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that is from, I believe, South Park, cartoon. Yep, that song. That dirty little song. Yep, the trolls
never
are attacking. Here they come.
Did you kick them out?
No.
What was the area code? I'm not
going to
kick them. Oh, okay.
214.
Oh, that's... I know who that is.
You do?
Yes. Gunslinger.
No, okay. Well, he's... Okay. All right, yeah.
Right?
Okay, I'm lost now. Who wants on the air? Bring your hand up, say something in the chat room or something. Is that one on? One
Nobody
off?
Has their hand up.
I see that.
Yeah.
I got that 302 open. Sorry,
so they're just.
I'm
302, dear.
Did I just mute you? I sure did, didn't I? I'm sorry, just checking.
Okay.
I didn't mean to. Okay. All right.
But we also had that. Okay. COG put. I know, Gunslinger, we didn't open your line. You're not open yet. You're good. Just when you're ready, just let us know. California man dies in fight hours after confused jury mistakenly frees him. Oh, that's a shame. COG, are you reading the obituaries now?
Yeah, this happens. People die all the time.
Yeah.
You know.
Only in California, it happens everywhere.
Yeah.
People die.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see.
Lightning strikes moving truck. Whoa. That doesn't sound good.
That. This has got to be good. Disclosed TV repeating. Oh, shit.
And they lived. Well, that's good.
Wow.
Who's in Texas?
Damn.
Where the house, they? I see where they set it on fire, where it was coming down. Is anyone in that part of Texas? I seen where they did finally, they set the house on fire because it was hanging.
How in the hell did, you know, I've never heard of a vehicle being hit by lightning before.
What?
Antonella, was you talking about... My bad.
Go ahead, hon. You're all right.
Was you talking about the house that's about to fall off the cliff?
Yes. They set it on fire.
Wow.
Yeah, last I seen it was... They had it up on fire, but the families, you know, the owner said that they were going to, you know, put the house on fire, set it on fire.
Why?
Well, because I guess they had to, you know, it had already chunked away from the the hill, so, you know, where the house was halfway hanging. Because they even told them they couldn't move their furniture.
Yeah, a piece of their land fell from up under.
Yeah, and now they're showing where it was the crack that was going in, you know, a big crack through the neighborhood. So I guess the other ones have to be careful now that with their
homes.
Was
that California, too?
No, that was in Texas. That was Texas.
Okay, I'm sorry. Right.
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
Yeah, and George is back. COG, I closed my Facebook account, hon, so I'm sorry I can't check that out.
Yeah, I don't have a Facebook account either.
Let me see. I might be able to take a look here. Of course, it might help if I opened up my account where I could actually look at stuff. Usually helps to log in.
I'll take a finger.
Anthony, you can reactivate that Facebook page.
I don't want to.
I think that was in Canada, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, there's Gunslinger, you're really staticky.
I'm very static. Oh, hello.
You're bouncing all
over. Okay, you're good
very
now.
Okay. Well, I think that video was taken in Canada somewhere.
Oh, I thought they said Texas.
I think they said Canada, Frank.
Oh, let's see. I thought they said Texas now. I could be wrong.
Wherever it was taken, I mean, that's
it's some sort of sculpture.
Lightning. You talk about lightning striking a moving vehicle. That vehicle was moving.
Oh, no, I didn't. Oh, no, I wasn't referring to that. I'm sorry. I was talking about the house. And you're talking about
the house. Oh, yeah, you talk about the house that's hanging over the cliff?
Yes.
Yeah, that's just down here in Lake Whitney. That's only about 35 miles from me south. I've been to that lake.
In Texas, okay.
Yeah. $700,000 house. Burned it to the ground.
Yes.
Ain't that a fight?
Yeah, it would look like it was a beautiful home. It truly did.
4,000 square feet.
Wow.
Yeah, and they looked like they were, you know, like an elderly couple, not too elderly. You know, maybe in their late 60s, early 70s.
Well, they were older people that bought the house, and they supposedly had an engineer come out and check, you know, that property. And they supposedly took out insurance on it, but they come to find out that the insurance didn't cover earth movement. That's kind of stupid to build a house right on a cliff like that.
Yeah,
I mean,
right on the edge of it.
You ain't got a link to that, do you?
Do you have a link?
I can look for one.
I get the link off of the local news here.
Well, that's better.
Yeah, let me find it. I'll be right there in a minute.
Excuse me.
So what was the picture on Facebook, George, that Carl was talking about? George, you with me?
Yeah, I'm looking. It was some kind of a sculpture, a very strange kind of sculpture. I can't even describe it.
Okay, that's why I guess why you asked.
Did it look like Obama? It must have looked like Obama.
No, it didn't look like Obama. It definitely didn't look like him, because I would have barfed if it did.
There's that link to that house dangling over, and they finally burned it. They burned it.
Yes, I've seen where they burned it, where it was on fire.
Burned
that's
it?
What
why?
I
it should be lakefront property now.
No, it's other homes that are there.
Yeah, there's other homes in the area, but they built them right on the edge of this cliff. I mean, you can spit, go off in the lake.
Well, I got houses around here all over on cliffs, man.
No, Ryan, you will really have to see this one.
Yeah, but for some reason, the land started cracking, okay, for some reason.
Yeah.
Because of the bedrock or the limestone or whatever the shit thing was made on.
Right.
And it just slowly gave way underneath the house. I mean, it would be a good porch there for a little while until your porch fell off, you know, in the water.
Yeah,
they had about 40 boats out there watching it because the fire department came down there, and they said, well, you know, they even had some crazy-ass ideas that they was going to wrap a big net around it and try to drag it. Now, how the hell do you drag a 4,000-square-foot home sitting on a brick slab or a concrete slab?
Well,
is it even possible?
About 2-3 months to do it. Yeah, you can do
it.
It's
a lot of money.
It's going to take you 3 or 4 months to set it up to be able to do it.
Yeah, it's just the situation. I mean, you know, they can move houses, yeah, no doubt. I mean, house movers can move houses. But in order to move the house, you would have to move in heavy equipment around
the house. Right, right.
And if they move
and
in
now
that,
they
had
so many days to do it in. They
trucks
only
all that
had
stuff.
A certain many days.
Right. Yeah, they would have all the time.
Mm.
A homeowner's unsettling, heartbreaking waiting game is over. Rob Webb and his wife watched an internet live stream of their retirement dream burned to the ground, a dream to which so many of us can relate. It didn't take long for the fire to consume the cliffside home. The first sign of smoke came shortly after 11:45 this morning. Then, within 20 minutes, the flames grew more intense. 10 minutes later, the largest chunk of the charred home fell to the ground. Less than 2 hours after the fire began, the home was gone. Only smoldering remnants remained. As we watched the flames burn, it's almost as if you could see the dollar signs of...
Come on, put on the front.
A huge financial...
Give us a second. Is this a Texas station? I lost it. Hmm. Anyway, yeah, I see that. Oh, here, now it's back.
But I mean, you know, you take a risk when you buy a property like that or buy a house like that that's perched out on a damn cliff. You know, one of these days that thing may give away.
Right. That's just the houses around here, man. There's houses out here in the Ozarks that are on some serious cliffs, and people love it. You know.
But you said you're curious.
You're sensitive.
Well, I'll tell you something there, guys and gals. And I saw a house, no joke. I saw a picture of a house recently that was actually built into, literally built inside of a cliffside. The downstairs, was right inside the cliff. I mean, the bedroom was sitting outside the cliff at the bottom, so when you walked into the bedroom, you literally had the edge of the cliff above your head, and there was nothing underneath the floor but open air.
Maybe
there is no way you could ever get me to sleep in a bedroom like that. Hell no.
Maybe that's called a cave house. Didn't you say you was up there in the Ozark? Or I went to Branson up there in Missouri with a friend of mine one time, and they had some properties out in, well, she had a property up there. I was helping her, elderly lady. But they had these houses, and I swear to God, I went in one. The lady was showing it off. I think they were fixing to sell it. But I swear to God, you could look down 100 feet off of their balcony. It was just perched right on the edge of that damn thing. And I'm going, y'all
that's
sleep real good
one.
Tonight here.
That's the little one, Gunslinger. That's the little one. I got one. Matter of fact, it's up for grabs. Friends of mine own it. Her mom owns it, and she's not doing well. And, you know, the house was hit by a tornado because we was hit by a tornado the year before last in Branson. And this is down in Powerside, Missouri, and this house got hit, and it's on the cliff. You got the house is 10 feet from overlooking the edge of the cliff of Bull Shoals Lake. And actually it looks at where Bull Shoals and Lake Canicomo connect there at the power plant. You see the power plant, you can see everything. Beautiful view from this place. But, yeah, 10 feet is all you got, 10 feet. From the foundation of the house to the edge of that drop-off, and it's about 600 feet.
Yeah, you don't have no backyard.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have no backyard maintenance. You wouldn't have no grass to mow.
No. One push more through, you're done, man.
One step.
In the house.
You get drunk one time. You're staggering off. You're on your back porch, and you go over the edge, and bye bye.
I wonder how many dogs they lost. You know, one of those things, man. But there's one now. There's one down a little bit, about 30 miles east of Branson. And there's a house on the cliff out there, and it's 1,200 feet to the bottom to hit water. Pretty bad. It's all rock anyway. All Missouri's in one big rock. This part of Missouri and Arkansas, when they come together, it's just one big rock. I mean, everything around here, if you do anything around here, you have to have equipment that can take rock. You know? I'm serious. If you try to drill a hole in the ground here for any reason, you better have something to make sure it goes through rock. You're going to hit it every time. You get about a foot of soil and the rest is rock. I'm talking solid rock. I ain't talking about gravel. You know what I mean? So it's pretty wild. But, you know, there's houses you can go to, you know, when you're on the lake itself, you know, or the Bull Shoals is pretty big. And you can see houses up along the bluffs all the time up there. You know, it's crazy. I mean, I mean they're okay, but I wouldn't want to live dangling off it. That just wouldn't be cool with me either. You know, it'll take your breath away sometimes when you look at some of these places, man. If you're actually at them, you look off the back of their decks or whatever, like, whoa. Yeah. But they're great when there's a lightning storm. You can see over top of everything because your elevation's higher than the front of you, you know. It's, you know, the elevation's lower looking out. You can see some real neat lightning storms. That, it's still there again. I wouldn't want to live there. And they're proud of those houses. Anything with a lake view is expensive. That one just got that brand new one. It's a duplex. And it's a big, they're big duplexes, three bedrooms a unit. And I think the price tag is $385,000 for this thing. So, you know. Nope, that's right. I don't have any cliffs. I just have hills where I live at in this part of Missouri. Well, mountains, actually. But, you know, hills, mountains. We got that. Yeah. No.
I mean, I guess it's okay if that thing's braced up against solid rock, you know, on the side of a cliff.
Right.
Yeah, even rocks can break off. I mean, you got rocks sliding.
That's
all
what I'm saying. Right.
Yeah,
I mean, right. Earthquake hits you and that shit cracks. You're done. You're going down for the ride. You know what I mean?
Huh. Can you imagine laying in bed one night, banging your wife or your girlfriend, and all of a sudden, whoosh.
Yeah. Nothing you can do about it. You're stuck to the ceiling and you're down. You're going down.
Yeah.
No. They can have them. They can have them. I just don't know. I don't. I could jump off airplane. Wouldn't bother. You know, but something about them cliffs, I don't like it. But yeah, if you have earthquaking, that rock will crack. You know, you see. You know what I'm saying? It could possibly that part of that, you know, cliff's going to come off. And around here we have. Rock rolling signs all the time on the roads. You know, there could be rocks rolling off these big cliffs and shit falling off them. Well, of course. You know, that's why they call them ridge runners out here. Because most of the roads are on the ridge of hills, you know, mountains, stuff like that.
Ron, you have two more callers.
Okay. You got four?
One is Golf Dog. Yes, I can do that.
I'm trying to do something else at the moment. I'm sorry about that, folks.
Okay. Golf Dog, you're open.
Hey, Ron, I've been in your neighborhood many a times when I was driving. Yeah, and that's beautiful out there. And like you said, it was so cool. You can see how they put the roads through the mountains, how they had to, you know, they've dynamited. They've had to, you know, cut through some of them mountains. And you can see all the rock formation, the layers on the side of the road.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty cool to look at.
That's pretty cool. I see it every day.
Oh, yeah, you could even see where they drilled down to put the dynamite in. Now that you mentioned that, I remember that now.
Right.
You could actually see the hole when they blast the rock away. You could actually see the drill holes about every 6 or 7 feet.
It's real beautiful. To me, it's beautiful. It kind of reminds me a little bit of going through, Arizona and all the rocks. You know, I mean, of course, you don't have the mountains. You don't have the mountains like you got in Arizona, but... I mean, or like you got in Missouri, but it's just pretty cool. To me, it looks cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if I don't want to live on a ledge. I don't live over my house on a ledge looking down at a lake. But, hey, that house, by the way, guys, that one in up there in Gunslinger's neighborhood, that house, they burned it. They burned it down. They said it would cost about $50,000 to burn it rather than let it just all fall off into the lake or whatever is now. Yeah, I guess it's a lake. That would be really expensive to get that out. And the owner is probably some millionaire because he was at his home. This must have been his second home. He was at his home in Florida watching it on TV.
Well, they said the owner of the property.
He had medical treatment.
Yeah, the owner of the property, they're like 60, maybe close to 70 years old. And that was their retirement home. They were going to retire there. And they spent their entire life savings on it.
That's a beautiful house. Also, 914, your line is open.
Hi, guys. It's Mike, Antoinette, Ron. How are you guys?
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hey, Mike.
You know what I'm
wondering?
I don't even think insurance would cover this guy's house because the insurance company claimed that's an act of God.
Well, that's his own act because he set it on fire.
Well, that's what they found out, that the insurance would cover it, but they don't cover it.
They're not going to cover it.
No. I heard that today on the news. The insurance would not cover that. He paid out of his pocket to do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, I mean, because the cliff collapsed, they'll say initially the damage from the cliff, that was an act of God. They're not going to have anything to do with it. This guy just lost everything.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he'll end up with a bill to clean that up.
Yeah.
EPA will come after him like crazy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, you have storm damage or tornado insurance. That's an act of God.
Yeah, but that pays, right. I doubt if he paid. Most people wouldn't. You figure those cliffs have been there for how long?
It's all supplemental. You got to buy all that extra coverage.
Yep.
Most people don't do that.
It's going to probably fall under earthquake insurance.
Well,
yeah.
Now
yeah.
You don't know if the tornadoes and earthquakes are act of God or if they're act of art.
Not anymore.
Yeah. That's no shit.
Now you got to, of course, government thinks they're God, your daddy, and everything else, so... I'm sure they'll find a way to tie that all in.
Yeah, if it's like down there on the coast where we get to hurricanes, and they won't, as far as hurricanes go, you have to have all kind of supplemental coverage. You know, wind, storm, all kind of crap they want to throw.
Flooding and everything.
They want to charge you for everything. Yep.
Yeah. See, we don't get too many
tornadoes. You can get away with it is just break your windows out.
I put tape across mine. But we don't really get them. Delaware is more like lowland, so everything bypasses us. So what we may get is like a tail-end or something, but we really don't get hit with serious stuff. Now, of course, things are changing.
I think Delaware's almost small, though.
All right, Ron. Just go ahead. I'm listening.
I think Delaware should be actually a state. It should just be a town.
Pardon me?
I heard there was a plan. I don't know if they ever completed it. They were taking measurements. Did they ever install the wall-to-wall carpet in Delaware? I heard they were going to do that.
No, they haven't done that yet.
I thought that would be a nice touch.
Yeah,
the only state that had wall-to-wall carpet.
Biden has to work on that.
I think we could. We could do that in Rhode Island.
Shit,
it's small enough.
But I don't like I don't like carpeting. I have wall-to-wall carpeting. I don't like it. I like grass.
I'll tell you, the only thing that I'd like to see happen in the only region, I think Washington, D.C., how come they don't have sinkholes? I'd love to see sinkholes in Washington. I think that would be outstanding.
Their underground cities start in, Virginia? Arlington, Virginia, somewhere like that, where they start their underground city. And when we had that earthquake... last year, the year before, we had a 4-point something, but it was an earthquake, but it was initially hit in Virginia. And
if you want to mention underground cities, remember back in the late 80s or 90s when they was going to build that superconductor super collider here in Texas?
Okay. Yep.
I'm only 10 miles from it. Okay.
Oh,
and they never did finish it. So... There's no telling what's down in that thing now.
Yep. Yeah, well, they say
there's
a whole lot of underground cities that, and that's, the rumor is that earthquake that we felt.
There hasn't been any topical movement, like heavy machinery or anything like that. But with these boring machines they got now, these huge boring machines. I'm not talking about these little bitty that you stick a
pipe. Yeah, like the tunnel, like what they did for the tunnel.
You could literally drive an 18-wheeler down these damn things.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they're nuclear powered. Can you believe that? A nuclear powered boring machine that as it bores through the old rotating head on the front of it, it crystallizes or whatever they call it, the tunnel behind it. So you got a finished tunnel right behind the machine. You go look at it on Google, and some of them are stamped with U.S. Air Force on it. What does that tell you?
Mike, were you here when I put in the link for All Wars or Bankers Wars?
No, I just came on.
Okay, let me put that in. Let me put that in for you. Because that's homework. For George, that's homework.
Come here. Well, you know, I've basically seen something like that because all wars are created by banks.
Yes.
But who profits from them? I mean, look at that Rothschild. You don't think he's in banking? Come on, give me a break.
I said. The doctor, he's a doctor. And he was... Okay, now, Lord, I got to think. The Doctors Without Borders. I believe Jackie said that.
I'm not seeing anything posted. Did you post it?
I'm getting ready to put it back in for you now.
Okay. The last thing I see is I don't know what your girlfriend looked like.
I don't have a girlfriend.
No, Cog. It says... I don't know. Oh, that's you, Ron Ruck, co-host. I see it.
Yes.
That's it.
No, other than that, my name is Antoinette.
Antoinette, yep. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but all wars are bankers' wars.
What did I call you? Did I call you Antoinette?
Yeah.
I did. Oh, okay. I thought
no,
I did.
You called her Ron Ruck.
Oh, no, I saw, but yeah, but the name that shows up is Ron Ruck. Didn't post
yeah,
by
Ron
Antoinette.
Yeah, Ron Ruck, co-host.
Right.
Yeah, but no, I'm Antoinette. I'm completely different from Ron.
No, but she's Ron Ruck, co-host during the show.
Co-host, yeah, it doesn't show your name when you post.
No.
You're one of them.
Can't we change that?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but I can't be an individual. I'm supposed to stand behind Ron.
We're controlled by BTR.
No, you're controlled by BTR. I can tell
you
what Antoinette's controlled by. I can tell you what Antoinette's controlled by. Antoinette got two grandchildren.
And
you
want
to know who controls Antoinette? No, them grandchildren.
Nicotine and grandchildren together.
Yeah, I think even the nicotine may even that way down.
You know, Antoinette,
Grandmom, that stinks.
I started the video a little bit, and I agree. Money, I think, more than banking is behind a lot of these wars, because I know for a fact with World War II, there's no one that can tell me that the bankers created World War II, because trust me, I know a lot about the behind-the-scenes stuff. When Hitler had his own agenda, he didn't play nicely with the international bankers. He didn't give a shit about what the international bankers, but he wanted money. He wanted land. He had a vendetta. He was just as much a fanatic in many ways as some of these religious fanatics that we've been dealing with, unfortunately, lately. Where just like people say, oh, we'll put a $20 million ransom on Saddam's head or $500 million on Osama bin Laden. We never got it from that.
No, of
I mean,
course
they,
not.
Because you know what? Once religion or ideals or politics drive a stronger than money to these people, now it gets scary because it doesn't matter what price you put on these people's heads, you're not going to easily find them. And but Hitler, World War II, the start of it, he wanted land. He controlled the banks. He took over the banks and everything else. But his economy and everything would have collapsed if he didn't go to war, so it came down to money. Money completely. And so I'd say money and banking. I wouldn't say just the banks, international banks.
Well, see, you got to keep in mind that we don't have money.
No, we don't.
Remember, the true money is gold and silver. And
right.
They took that away. So they left us with these illegal Federal Reserve notes that is only supposed to be passed around in D.C. and for government workers. Now, if I'm correct, am I correct, Ron? Ron researched me
yes.
correctly?
Right.
So
absolutely.
What they're giving us is illegal. And now from what I heard, I don't fully understand. But when they speak of the debt system, how it keeps climbing, it's not debt that we owe. It's debt that is owed to us when they took the gold and everything away.
You want to know something funny? You know, I was in the hospital the other day getting that test done, you know, make sure they had no problems. And, you know, they rolled me right to the cashier at the end of, you know, and the night buddy said hi to death. She said blah, 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 blah. And I said, I don't have no money. I said, would you take a note? And she looked at me. She says, well, you have insurance, right? I said, well, would you take a note instead? Oh, I don't know. You know, well, you have insurance, Mr. You have insurance. I said, yeah. But you have, you know, a deductible. I said, okay, but I can't give you no money. I can't do that. And she's getting kind of frantic, you know, kind of getting a little upset that I was not going to give her no money, you know. Like she'd be in trouble for not getting the money from that deal. And so, would you accept a couple Federal Reserve notes? You know, that's what I got. And then finally, I touched my attention. She started to hear a snap on me, you know, probably cussed me out, made me arrest or something, seemed like. So, I pulled out my wallet and pulled out the fiat currency. And I said, here's my notes. How many notes did you want? You know, and she told me, so I gave her that many notes. She said, I understand what you're talking about, sir. I said, look, what does it say? Federal Reserve note. It's a note. It's not money. Don't say money. Don't say cash, money, nothing. There's nothing to back it. It's artificial. Fake. I mean, monopoly money's worth more than notes. You know, so she just shook her head at me. She goes, that seems kind of interesting. I said, look at that. Yeah, look it up. There you go. Of course, I invited her to the show, too. But it's wild. I mean, how these hospitals are, you know. They're really desperate to make sure they get that dollar. And this Obamacare, I don't think most of the people I'm talking about depression, when it comes to Obamacare, they're not too crazy about this.
Do you think that's going to make it? I don't. I thought it was a terrible idea from the beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand that people need health care, and I'm not against that, but I'm against any time the government has control over everything. I think that, you know, you have too much government, and when it
right.
comes to your health, that, you know, that's decisions that you need to be able to make yourself for yourself.
Once people start paying.
The sad fact is here, think about it. Everything that Obama has done has failed. He hasn't done anything. I mean, the fact is he has not done anything. His war on Iraq, he pulled out of Iraq, and look what's taking place right now. God knows what's going to take place over there now. And health care, same thing. It's a disaster.
No,
everything
I wouldn't say everything. No, he did have some stuff that succeeded. The cell phone deal that he had, the Obama phones, that worked.
No, but that didn't come
No,
to
that
him.
Did work. Everybody, I know people that go to Obama phones now. They were thrilled with those
but
things, and they did work.
George,
you could call out and everything.
George.
That's
that
not no no that's not
him.
Me that's not me. Wait a minute now. Hold on here.
I'm
that
sorry,
was Mike,
dear.
Not me.
I'm sorry, dear. I'm sorry, sweetheart. I'm sorry, Mike. That didn't come from Obama.
Well, but they were
underfoot.
Obama phones. Oh, I'm not
no,
telling the people out
underfoot.
In the streets to be revolting. Remember, like Frankenstein with the torches. I don't want to deal with that.
No,
kill
but
me my doors.
The Obama phones that came under Bush. That did not come under Obama.
Then how come they weren't Bush phones?
I don't know, but no. That was Bush. That came under Bush.
That's what ignorant people call them.
Is that what they call them, Bush phones?
I said
no,
that's what ignorant
Obama.
People call them,
oh.
Obama phones.
Oh, no kidding. Well, he didn't even get
that
right?
Yeah, but
that
came
my
under...
God.
That came under Bush. That did not come under Obama.
Oh, that was, I don't know why they call him Obama phones.
Well, it's
probably
this
because
way Obama
became
promoted
really
Obama
big
promoted,
when
Obama
became
again.
In office.
Oh,
wow. Because
like,
they did a lot of transactions. They did a lot of transactions through Bush ending and Obama going in. Remember the transaction with the televisions going digital, all of them going digital where you needed the boxes.
Right.
So they started out the boxes where you can get them while Bush was still in office. But when Obama came in office, that's when
the
they
FCC.
Were going in full swing.
Well,
let
me ask you this right now with the current thing going on in Iraq. I've been seeing Pelosi and several other people in D.C. come out today and say this is all Bush's fault. Bush did that. What do you think about that?
Well, look at Daddy Bush. Who, you know, this is, in my opinion, okay, other than still referring you back to all wars are bankers' wars, but remember, Daddy Bush started this war. Or, you know, he was in this war. Remember, those wars started over
no,
there
Obama
with
ended
Daddy
it.
Bush.
Obama ended it. No,
well,
Bushes
it was never
end
ended.
The war.
It was never
Obama
ended.
Obama ended it. Obama
but technically, they're
out.
Not wars anyway.
Right, they're occupations
they're conflict.
Or whatever. Yeah,
but
they were never ended.
I think it's unfair. Even I'm not an Obama supporter. Let me say
I'm
that
I'm not
first.
Either.
I think it's unfair to say that Obama hasn't did anything and then bring up the war because most people voted for him because he said he was going to pull the soldiers out of Iraq. Now that he pulled the soldiers out of Iraq, it seems like people are upset.
Well, let's simplify it then. Tell me what has Obama done? What has he done that's been successful?
I don't know because I just said I'm not a supporter of his.
And I'm not a supporter of him.
He
got masked lock back in the U.S. He got masked lock back in the U.S. Or Yale lock back in the
U.S. Obama is a president, and my daily life and the things that I have to deal with, a lot of these things, no president has affected it. So, I mean... What has any president done besides look out for their own?
From the day,
I can tell you what I see that Obama did. Obama came in and did exactly what he was supposed to do. He saved the banks, he saved the insurance companies because they were too big to fail, because they worked hand in hand together. And that
and
still brings
thing.
Us back to all wars are bankers' wars. Now, when you look at the car industry, and they were too big to fail, but look at the cars that we had from the two major companies in the United States where, you know, the predominant cars that people drive, GM and Toyota, and you see all the problems and malfunctions that we're having with those cars.
Was Obama,
so that's another thing
was Obama,
that people
was Obama
want him
the guy
to do.
That- Let me
Women,
ask you, was
I can
Obama
only hear one person at a time,
Laden?
Y'all.
Okay, was Obama the guy that killed Bin Laden?
No, that was done back in Bush's time.
Okay.
Yeah,
now, that's
well,
what
I,
they say.
Yeah, he
well,
did. He supposedly sent
okay, wait a minute. George wants to come in. Can we let George in?
Well, this is Gunslinger. But the president, that thing sitting in the office of in the White House, is not the president. He's the
right.
president of a corporation called
right.
the United States Incorporated. He's not even legally supposed to be in that office because he has not legally proved where he was born. Now, number one, he could have been born in Hawaii. I'm not doubting that. Okay, but
I think you are.
If, let me finish. This is the Constitution. This is law. His parents were not. Born. His mother was born in the United States, yes, but it's proven and documented that his father was born in Kenya. And last time I looked, Kenya was not part of the United States then or now. So that makes him automatically ineligible to be president of the United States. Look at Senator Ted Cruz.
He was born in Canada. He wants to give up his Canadian citizenship. Too late, sorry. He was born in Canada.
But we have had a president. You saw him have a president.
The constitutional law says that both parents must be born in the same country. And I'm not talking about the corporate constitution. Remember, we got two constitutions now.
Yeah, the organic and the...
And we've got the original organic constitution.
Yes.
The original organic constitution that set up this country, still full force of effect today, states that your parents got to be born in the United States. Period.
This accusation is really silly, because not only did this man win presidency the first time with this so-called accusation hanging over his head, he got reelected. So I think it's time for the people that say this to stop it and move on to something else, because it's just really silly. And then when y'all come with the, oh, it's two constitutions, if you truly, in fact, believe that, and all the people that's with you that believe this, why aren't you fighting it? If everything that the government is doing is illegal and you have the proof, why are you letting it continue?
Constitutional scholars have the proof. I mean, it's anybody can go out there and look on the Internet. Thank God we got the modern technology called the Internet. Okay, and you can clearly research it. There's been lawyers and there's been attorneys that have taken this case. Look at Joe Arpaio out in Arizona in his cold case posse. Okay, he's got proof that he wasn't born here. But remember, you're dealing with a powerful entity here. You're dealing with the federal government. The government
so
that go
no
into
power.
Countries that can kill people and have killed people in history. The United
Excuse
States
me.
Government is responsible for killing at least 50 million people over the past few decades. Okay, go look it up in history.
Okay, you didn't answer my question, so I'm going to go to another one.
Okay, well, Jackie, before you do that, George, Firefox News has wanted to make a statement, and let him do that.
Let me
let me tell y'all, I'm sorry, George, give me one quick second, I'm sorry.
Okay.
13 minutes, folks, and you have to call in 718-508-9813 if you wish to go into overtime with us.
Oh, we'll stick with you. We're here.
Okay. I just put the number in the chat room. So there y'all go. And
I think we're all on the phone with the guest.
Okay. Okay, good. Great. Okay, I'm sorry, George, and then Jackie and Gunslinger.
All right. Look, I've said this so many times over the last 6 years, that when it comes right down to it, actually I've said it a lot of late, President Obama has done, in my estimation, in my opinion, absolutely zero of what he really said he was going to do. Let's look at his track record, okay? Let's look at the man's track record from the day he came into office on the first time around. He said that within 18 months, he would have all the troops out of Afghanistan. Then it turned into 24 months. Then it turned into, we'll have to wait and see. Then he said he would create jobs. First of all, it's not up to the President of the United States to create anything like that, okay? Unless you're creating jobs within the federal government. And then not too many people, unless
Wait
they have...
Wait a minute, he did create jobs in the federal government.
But that's what I'm saying. If he created jobs in the federal government, okay?
You just said
that's
he
all...
didn't.
Can I... All right, I'm done.
Okay,
good. Because that didn't make any sense. You said he didn't create
jobs,
and he did.
Yeah, Jackie, let him finish his statement.
No, that's
please.
Okay. I'm done. I'm not
good.
Saying another damn word.
So you started off on the fallacy. He did create jobs. the whole health care bill created a whole bunch of jobs. Whether you agree with it or not, you can't deny that it created jobs. And you said the president said he would create jobs, and he didn't, but he did. So, I mean, whether you agree with what he did or not, just because you don't agree with it, you can't make a statement, well, he did nothing. He did stuff. You just don't agree with what he did.
And the unemployment rate in the United States is close to 40%, and you tell me he's created jobs? Lady, we're very
unemployment.
Good God.
The unemployment rate went down, and like I said, the health care bill that you don't agree with, that you don't like, it did create jobs. And it's still creating jobs.
It created any job. The doctors are giving it up. The people are losing their health plans. You call that creating jobs? Give me a break.
Like I said,
you call
whether
that creating jobs? Oh, my God.
Whether you agree with it or not, it did create jobs.
The only job he created is federal job. He has not created any jobs in the mainstream. He's created federal jobs, government jobs. That's all he's done. And in other words,
it doesn't make a difference. A job is a job.
He's making bigger government.
You know, guys, I'll tell you what. Here, I'm going to give you some hardcore facts. Take a look at this link that I'm putting up. Now, you got to remember, Jackie, I don't know you, but my name is Mike. I'm a government contractor. So when I speak, listen to me. I don't get my news from CNN. I live it. I deal with the federal government almost every day. Now, I just posted a link. You see this link? It's about something, a circular from the White House that's been in place since 1966. Do you see it?
I see it. Thank you.
All right. Now, what this does, never mind that it's from the Air Force. Air Force, Army, Marines, they all have a page similar to this that explains what an A-76 study is. Basically, an A-76 has been in place, like I said, since 66. It says that the federal government will not compete with the private sector for goods or services. They're mandated to do a cost study. Is it cheaper for the federal government to do the work? Or is it cheaper for the private sector, small business, contractors to do the work? Do you follow me so far? Now, what Obama started doing in 2009, and this is totally on Obama, he wanted to feed the unions. He wanted to create a bigger government. He wanted to thank the unions for all the support. This isn't hearsay or anything. Now look at the article that I'm putting up now. Obama couldn't get rid of the contractors. So what he started doing was he started converting the contractors into federal employees so that the unions would get more money. When the unions got more money, the Democrats got more money for the campaigns. They got more labor, free labor. Whether it's working families or anything else, unions benefited. Now, they ended up stopping it, but they've suspended all A-76 cost studies since 2009. My congresswoman, I brought it up to her, and Nan Hayworth tried to put it back, to put the A-76 back in. And that fool that they have, this congresswoman, the senator, I think, down south, what was her name? Anyways, I forget what her name is. I'll think of it in a minute. They refused to sign the budget until the A-76 was suspended again and Nan's amendment was taken off the budget to make sure they wanted that A-76 out. Now, they've put an unbelievable amount of small businesses out of business. They almost killed me. I almost went out of business from it. I went down to, in 2010, down to zero amount on federal contracts because of the games. None of you even heard about this. You had no idea. Because the media doesn't talk about it. Why? Because it's too involved. It's not an Obama phone. It's not this. It's not health care. Yeah. It's involved. It's really involved. I could go even deeper into it, but it takes too long to go deeper. And the average person out there, they get bored when you give them something involved. It's like, I don't want to read that. I don't have time. Well, I don't know. The government, they must know. They're smart. They have PhDs. So I gave it to you just basic so you could see the article. And you can see it from Reuters. This is Obama.
Thank you very much.
So now when I tell you now, I complain. Jackie, I know you sound like a big fan of him. We have to be fair to him. Fair my ass. I'll tell you what. I sat there at a table being audited by federal agents that came to my door because I complained about fraud. And I complained about fraud, and they came up from Manhattan, and they came and they audited me. I got a taste of him in 2009, what Obama was like, when they went after the contractors, because I dared to open up my mouth and compared fraud because I put in a bid and they gave it to a contractor for $10,000 more than what I bid because he was tied in with the Democrats, and I wasn't. Now, is that right? No. It's not right. That's not the way the government should work. And I was never a diehard Republican or diehard conservative until I started dealing with this administration.
So do
this administration is what turned me. And I've seen more of it and more of it every day. The fraud, the incompetence that I've seen out of this administration, I've never seen anywhere else.
Not even in the Bush administration?
Not even in the Bush administration. The delays
in
getting paid, the delays in dealing with them, you know what they're telling me now? They're telling them, because I feed soldiers, they're telling me now, they're saying that what you're doing is really illegal, that you're not going by the government guidelines, by their meal structure. Their 14-day Army menu has a 3-ounce pork chop on it. I'm sorry, I serve shrimp scampi in my mess hall for the same money. I take care of my soldiers. They come back to me and say, you're doing too good of a job. We want you doing the minimum requirements to make it fair to the other caterers, to the other contractors that are out there running an Army mess hall. And I came back and I said to them, why don't you use me as an example and hold me up high and tell your other substandard vendors, we're competing at this level today, not substandard. Why should you come to me and tell me to drop my standards on feeding my troops to make it fair to the substandard vendor? Now, there's a problem in the administration when that starts becoming an issue, that you're going to tell me to give you less? I know them. I know them in a way that you don't. You know them through the media. You never shook hands with Obama. I never did either. But I know them dealing with the hard nitty-gritty of how the machine works. And trust me, it's not good. And I don't care whether he's black, white, Chinese, or what he is. He's incompetent, and he's surrounded by people that are incompetent. And they're experimenting with this government in ways they shouldn't be doing. And you've got to tell me by looking at it, you've never heard of the A-76. We've been blindsided. Can you imagine taking a law and Obama saying, we don't want to know whether there's a difference in price from the private sector or the government sector. We want the government to do all the work. Are you kidding me? I'm a taxpayer, too. That's
Excuse
my money.
Me. Are you a voter?
Oh, I vote more than you know. And I became active. I'm also a committee man.
What
I'm
are
very
you
active
doing
now politically.
With your vote to change this situation?
I am voting
what
beyond what you know. I'm active. I just came from, I drove 5 hours to a campaign fundraiser for another congresswoman that's not even in my district to make sure to support her and supporting the key people, not just in my district, but everywhere in my state, that I can do to make sure to make a difference. And there's a lot of us now that are becoming angry, and we're out there. And I've got events that I go to almost weekly. I mean, sometimes twice, three times a week, events to make sure. And we're ramping up. We're ramping up for November. When the election here in New York happens in November, and I'll tell you what, 2016, there's going to be a lot of changes. You saw what happened with Cantor, where Cantor got voted out. They don't know what to do. They're not sure what to think or anything else. There are going to be a lot of changes out there because the more anger that ends up on the dinner table of the average American, the more you're going to see him in the streets.
Excuse me, Mike. I'm really
what'd
sorry.
What'd you do? Don't say excuse me. What'd you
I
do?
I didn't do anything.
Okay,
I put a link in the chat room. I put a link in the chat room, folks, for when this chat room is getting ready to shut down in 2 minutes,
right,
as you all know. I put the link in the chat room, so if you click on this link, you'll be able to still have a chat room and be with us.
Oh, okay.
For the callers that are on the line, you don't have your hand up. If you decide that you want to say something, if you push 1, then I will know to open up your line, or Ron will open up your line,
yeah,
so that we know that you want to be a part of the conversation. And so that's it. And thank everyone for being with us and for continuing to be with us
good line.
And in the chat room.
No, so Jackie, so don't mind me feeling, I'm not directing my anger at you. I'm directing my anger at the incompetence that I see in this government. I see a whole different face. It's unbelievable what we
see. I think
you've
got a problem with black people.
Now I need to speak up, okay? This has nothing to do with race. Let me tell you.
It has nothing to do with race at all.
You said that already. That's why I said I think you have a problem with black people.
No, I'm covering all angles. I'll tell you what, but to make sure that nobody brings that up and tries telling me that you've got a problem with black, I knew they would, because that's standard when I run into a liberal or anybody that's pro-Obama. They stop. They don't have anything else to say. It's just like with the gun argument. They'll latch onto one thing and they'll say, this has to be the answer. I don't understand it. I have to compartmentalize this. And the easiest answer is, you got to be racist. No, I'm not.
I didn't call you racist, but
no.
The first thing is you were making your case, and then when you brung his race up, that's what made me think that.
No,
he
said I don't care what he is. People, that's then you've
you
got to hang up with
you
it, not me.
It up.
There are people that would say, and I said that. I don't care whether he's Chinese, white, black, or what he is. It's the incompetence that's in the White House. And the people that he surrounds himself with are incompetent. How many small business owners, how many people from the private sector he's brought in there? None.
None.
None. Do you think they understand what it is to pay taxes or run a business or have employees? Nothing. Nothing.
Remember, he's systematically taking out the key heads of the military, the ones that have been in there for a long time, that know what's going on, and replacing them with his yes men.
And I'll tell you what, I got a personal I had a personal call from Andre Gudger. Go ahead, look him up. Email it. Take a look at his, because I wrote a letter down to Washington to one of my senators about what was going on with this, and they passed it on through the White House, through the Small Business Administration, and it ended up going up to Andre Gudger. Look up his name. Now, all of a sudden, I get a phone call from his secretary saying, Mr. Gudger would like to speak to you. You have a teleconference at, I forget what time it was, 5 o'clock. All right, I'm on the computer, and at about 4:45, all of a sudden, this notice by itself, a notice pops up on my screen on my computer. Your teleconference with Mr. Gudger is scheduled to begin in 14-point-something seconds. It's like, what the hell is this? Now, I'll tell you, I had a long conversation with this man, and he was great. This is a year ago? He was really great on the phone with me. And I said, have you ever met Obama, the president? He said, I know him. I know him from before he was elected. Because he had just appointed Andre Gudger to this position. And I said, he really cares about small business. Tell me, because I don't know anybody that knows him personally. And he said, he really cares about small business. This is why I'm on the phone with you, to find out what's going on. And I sent him everything, all sorts of paperwork, and he said, Mike, you're going to hear from my office, and you're also going to hear from, and he listed off these other people. And he said, I want you to follow this up with me. I want to stay in touch with you, and we're going to get to the bottom of this, and we're going to fix this problem that you're having. He's never called me back. I've called his office 3 times. His receptionist even remembers who I am. I've been very nice with her. And she said, oh, I remember from New York. Yes. She's really nice. They never called me back.
See, what's the problem with these congresspeople? These people are supposed to be our elected representatives. In other words, we're the masters out here, okay? We the people. You ever heard that term? The people. We're the masters, they're the slaves. If you want to call them a public servant or an official, there ain't nothing official about them. They're public servants. They serve the public.
No.
In other words, they serve we the people.
No,
not doing their job.
And it's not just Obama. I'll tell you what, in Congress, whether it's Congress or the Senate. Yeah, Congress and the Senate, same thing.
I don't understand that about voters. If these people are not working for you, then kick them out. They even impeached President Clinton
that
had nothing to do with politics, and people were all for it. And I want to go back to something somebody said about Obama bailing out the car industry. That's what the people at that time, that's what they wanted. The same thing with the Iraq conflict. That's what the people wanted at that time.
Jackie, you're going back to that. Do you understand?
If I could jump in for a second.
I was just going to ask, have you ever heard of voter fraud, the Diabo electronic voting machines? If you're not a technician, I'm a technician, then you need to go look it up because they can be manipulated. Go ahead, George.
Look,
do you believe in voter fraud?
Absolutely, because I'm a technician. I know how the damn things work.
Well, if you think that the votes are a fraud, why are you voting? Are you, mysteriously hoping that even though you know that this is fraudulent and it can be manipulated, that with your vote it won't happen?
Of course, if I voted, or you voted, or George voted, or Ron Reck voted, when it goes into the central processing unit, remember these electronic voting machines are like desktop computers. They're connected to the Internet. and it's easily to manipulate a computer. You can hack them. Have you ever heard the word hack? And hackers, they're good at what they do, let me tell you. Who employs the most
actually,
best
I
hackers
heard
in
the
world?
Remember what
Diabo said, and I was going to join the FBI at one time to be an entry-level electronics technician. I could go anywhere in the world that I wanted to, but my grades were excellent, okay?
Excuse me.
If you think the system is fraudulent,
why do you participate in it?
In the hopes that at some point...
Person cannot stand up to these bastards, because if you try to stand up to these bastards, they'll gun you down. They got guns, remember?
Jackie, I'm a poll watcher, and I actually had a machine shut down at the end of election day. At 9 o'clock at night, I had them shut down a machine, and they locked it up because it showed that not one vote came in for a judge that I knew that I voted for, and in the district, I know I voted for him. It showed that there were no votes for him whatsoever. Then I started looking at some of the other ones, and there were no votes for him. But also, other votes were showing up, and I said, this is wrong. This machine, something is wrong. They locked down that machine, and they had to do a tally of the paper votes that were in the machine because they couldn't trust the digital. Now, those things were hooked up with a telephone line. Could something have happened? Absolutely. But thank God the paper copies were in those machines. Right. It took about 2 weeks for them to settle it out.
If I could jump in here, please. All right. Let me give a little something here, because I'm a registered voter here in New York State. Okay. And let me give you a little something to think about. The only time the Electoral College is ever used is during a presidential election, right? Now, given that, every time the presidential election comes up, regardless of who's running, it seems awfully convenient that when I vote for candidate A, the Electoral College decides for me and all other voters that it's going to be candidate B. So now, here's where
again, I ask you, why do you keep voting?
Jack, can I please finish a sentence before you comment, please?
You're being redundant.
I'm beginning to think you're a liberal. Because only liberals
I don't care what you think. I already said I don't believe in politics. I don't support any politician. So I really don't care what you think. And you're being redundant. Just answer the question. If you think the system is fraudulent, then why are you participating in it?
First of all, I was not the person you asked the question to.
It's still redundant. All of you are saying the same thing over and over again, that the system is fraudulent, and you keep going on how you know the system is fraudulent, blah, blah, blah.
Why do we vote? Because I'll tell you what.
Do I sound like Mike or Gunslinger or Golf Dogs or Ron Reck? Do I sound like those guys? Is it because obviously you're not listening.
I am listening, and y'all sound alike to me. Maybe it's my ears. Everybody sounds alike except for Antoinette.
Wow.
Fucking legal.
Well, that's nothing new. I say that. I used to say that on Perry's show all the time, that everybody sounds alike. So, oh, well, sue me.
Look, I'm the only female, y'all.
Protest
I'm the only female.
Me.
Yeah, she
yeah,
is.
You're
the
only female, so I know who you are.
Yeah.
She's one of them. They can only communicate with each other.
I knew it.
I'm one of them. What is one of them?
Well, I have to think, too. I haven't talked to you before, so I don't know your voices. If you had like a really distinctive voice, like it was really deep or something, I would know. But I haven't even really been introduced to who was talking at what time, so... I mean, no, I don't know who's talking, but I know that you all are saying the same thing, that you don't believe in the system. I don't believe in the system.
I was not.
And I have taken it amongst myself, and I really don't care what people say. And I'm not saying that to you guys, but I'm just making a statement that I'm not participating in a system that I don't believe is working, especially I don't think it's working in my favor. I believe that the voting system is fraudulent, and we have proof of that in the last election where Bush was elected, and they had some problems with the voting machines in Ohio. So we've been knew that it was some fraud going on with those voting machines. When I went to vote, the last time I voted, and no, the second election, not the first one, the second one. No, that was the first election. It was Florida. The second election, it was Ohio.
Right.
Because they said something about Bush's brother had some connection with the people who counted the votes or either made the machine. You remember that?
Right.
Yeah, so when I went to vote in 2008, and I was only voting because a dear friend of mine had passed away, and I knew that this was what he, you know, what wanted to do. So I did it then, but I still wasn't sure that I was going to vote for Obama. I only had two choices on my electronic ballot. And a lot of people said, well, why you didn't just write the person in that you want? I couldn't write anything. It was electronic.
The electronic voting systems do allow for writing candidates. You just have
nobody
to ask
told me
how
nothing
to do it.
About
that.
That
would have been a very simple thing to do.
Yep.
Well,
I know that because I've been voting since 1981. I used to use the old lever machines. I went to the electronic machines when they came out. And you know something? I asked questions. Obviously, that's something that has lost in this day and age.
If we watch it and keep our eyes open on it, we can help to minimize the amount of damage. That's why being a poll watcher, being active, like you said, are you active? Do you vote? That's a key thing. If you want to make sure, like, who knows if somebody else had hit that machine that I did, they would have bypassed it and let the voting go and just ignored it. I was the one that spoke up and said, whoa, there's a problem with this machine. And then they called in officials and they said, yeah, he's right. This is lock this machine up. This is something's wrong. And that thing was tagged and sealed. So if you have to be there. We have to. There has to be oversight. If you're a citizen and you're complaining and you're not active with it, you're failing. Or you're failing all of us. You're failing the American system. We have to be more active, more involved to make sure there's no voter fraud out there. Like this woman. Do you see the links I put up there? Poll worker, 5-year sentence.
Yes.
It's a game to them. To some of these people that you think they understand it or have any respect for the country or anything else, no. And then there are other people that will say it, they'll see that, and they'll say, you know, it's not worth voting. I don't want to do. That doesn't help us. How does that help us? You have to become active.
Well, I must not be a part of us because
you're an American, right?
I'm not voting. I don't believe in the political system, and I'm not voting. It's bad enough they get my tax dollars, and I can't get any. I can't take those back. That's all they can get from me.
Well,
and that is your choice. You have
but that's
every
your choice,
right
but
to do
it's
that.
It's unfortunate because that means that the machine will perpetuate. Everything will keep going as it's been going.
The beautiful thing about this is I'm free to leave this country, which I plan on doing. So nothing binds me to the United States of America. I'm free to leave if I don't like it. And when it gets to that point, believe me, I'll go.
How are you going to get back in?
Get back in for what?
Have you traveled the world at all? Do you know what other countries are like?
It doesn't make a difference. I can travel on the internet.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Yep.
I think we're making this too personal now.
No. We're not taking her on. I don't want to see her all of a sudden blindsided because when people go overseas and then they realize, I mean, look, I speak Greek. I'm Greek. Would I ever be able to live in Greece? No way. I'm an American.
Right, I understand, but as far as the voting, I don't vote.
I can go live in Nigeria, no
voting.
Problem. I can go live in Ghana with no problem. I can go live in Sierra Leone, Liberia. I can go live in a lot of countries with no problem. If I want to go to somewhere like Denmark, I can go there, no problem. So it's plenty of countries that I can go to, good or bad, that I won't have to deal with this. I can go to Trinidad. There's a lot of different countries I can go to that don't have these problems. And it'll be fine.
Honestly and truly, honey, I think the problems are global.
Yeah.
You know, because all of them are tied into the UN, any country, which the majority of them are now, are tied into the United Nations and the World Bank, and the ones that aren't are the ones that they're going after in war.
Well, yep. Look at a country Switzerland hasn't been to war in over 200 years. Nobody's going after
I believe they're part of the World Bank. They are part of the World Bank, and they're part of the UN.
They're not in debt. They're not in debt in that country. The people have health care. Another country like that is Denmark. It's a bunch of countries. And I don't
look at
the world through these lenses that everything is doing
wrong. Honey, I'm not telling you to stay here. Trust and believe me. I'm just telling you just to, you know, just with all things, and I know you are a great researcher. You know, just research everything.
Yeah,
you too.
You've got to, because I know people that left this country with millions. That I know Greeks that had restaurants, sold everything, thinking that even though they were born in Greece, they came over here, worked hard, owned 3 or 4 restaurants, sold everything, took millions back to Greece, thinking they're going to retire and live the life, and life's going to be good. And after 3 years, you know what? American lifestyle in America bit them hard, and they missed it. And now they can't get them. They couldn't get their money out of Greece.
Story.
Pardon me?
I know people with the opposite stories of yours. So to you, that's how you see it, because those are the people you know, and those are their experiences.
I know people
with great experiences. So
yeah.
I would rather go out to people with the great experiences than the people that
liberals.
Lost everything. And that's just how I
think. Well, you know what?
Yeah,
I guess you have to look at it that if somebody had nothing to begin with and went to another country that had a lot of, like Denmark has a lot of social. They've got, and the people are complaining about it right now. I know some of those countries, Denmark, and a lot of countries are really complaining about the foreigners that are coming in that are draining the countries with some of these welfare programs.
Sounds familiar here in the States, Mike.
Yep.
Yeah, but I think that's a common. I think that's a common error, and I don't know where the noise is coming from. Lord, I guess I'm going to have to go find it.
What's that noise?
I don't
know.
Sounds
like a hurricane just hit.
Sounds like somebody's cell phone or something stopped working.
Yeah, but I think that's a common error, and I'm going to say, because Jackie is black, I'm black also, and because y'all feel that she's a liberal, and you may feel so, I'm a liberal, and I'm neither. I left the voting thing alone when I realized that it was just puppets, and that it doesn't change regardless of what party is in. It's the same agenda. The only thing they do is change the puppet. They may put a different name on it, you know, Republican, Democrat. But now,
exactly.
As far as social programs, please, and if you're not thinking this, then forgive me, but please stop thinking that every black person that you run across please. I'm not. I'm just saying.
Don't do that.
We're looking for a social program. No,
Jackie,
you know,
you're a great one to say. Let her finish.
There's people that are out there, regardless of what their color is, that they are good working, hard working, honest people. And then there's people that fell back on social programs, not out of choice, out of illnesses, out of the economy, jobs being laid off, and, you know, it's so many things that has brought us down to where we are now, that to sit and to keep looking at race, party, you know, class, and everything, we are doing a disservice to ourselves instead of looking at the real things at hand. And the real things at hand here is, I'm not a gun owner. I never desired to be a gun owner. You know, I came up under an era where my grandparents' females did not touch guns. That was it. And, you know, it's still it with me. But I am not against the Second Amendment. I believe that people should have guns, that they should be able to carry guns. These are the problems that we are facing. We are facing the loss of rights. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what race you are.
That's what we're saying.
It doesn't matter where you live.
We're all on the same page when it comes to that stuff.
They're spraying us with GMOs. they're feeding us GMOs. They're giving us chemtrails. They're spraying us with that. You know, they're messing with the medicine. You know, so these are the things that we need to be concentrating on instead of all of this other foolishness.
This girl a drink.
I don't drink. But
oh, well, we got to get you something. Okay, then a bottle of water.
Yeah.
No,
but,
I mean,
yeah,
I'm just saying
yeah,
that
that's true,
Antoinette, and since I've been on this call, everything has been negative.
Well, we're negative because of what we're going through.
I'm trying to wipe the negative away. And
no,
when people tell me that I can't go to another country, how am I going to get back in? And that's negative thinking. And I'm
Wait a minute, one person, please, at a time.
I can't hear everyone, please.
Okay,
this cut me off and I wasn't done. So let me know when I can finish.
This argument was started, Ron, real quick. This argument was started because the race card was thrown out there. If that would have never been thrown out there, this would have been a nice civil conversation. But whenever somebody throws out a race card,
stop the bullshit.
It was a race card thrown out there. It was thrown at Mike.
He shouldn't have threw it out. When he said, "Well, it has nothing to do with color," he went on a rant.
It wasn't just a rant. I said it doesn't matter whether he's black, white, Chinese, Spanish, what
matter,
he is. It's incompetence.
If it didn't matter, you shouldn't have said it. That was a real talk right there. If it didn't matter, you shouldn't have said it.
Whenever a liberal can make a good argument, they always throw a race card at it.
So in a lot of the stuff what I say, Jackie, is preemptive.
Until you said
Jackie,
that.
Jackie, everything, if I put something out there, it's preemptive. Because I'll tell you what, I've been dealing with a lot of these people that the minute they do it or you come out with it, you don't know how many times I've had people say to me, you're against Obama, you're racist. Oh, right. And that's bullshit.
Well,
I don't care about what they think. I don't care if he's an alien. I don't care. At this point, it's incompetence. He shouldn't be there.
And
the people that he hires shouldn't be there.
I agree with that. So does that make me a racist? And I'm a black
No.
woman.
No,
but that's why I said we need to get away from all of this. This is nothing
exactly.
but divide and conquer. And as long as we have shows that are concentrating on all these divisions that they are using to divide and conquer us, we will not get anywhere.
We have to vote. We have to vote. We have to get active to make the change. And now, like I keep saying, until the pain is...
Jackie, how can you sit there and say he doesn't believe
the
system
Jackie,
when you
please.
Want to
go on,
how,
go
he,
on.
How he works in the system? Tell me that. You're sitting there saying that he doesn't... you're saying all that stuff to him, and Mike has been more active in the system, really, than I have, and I've been voting since 1981.
I've been
and
voting
here it is,
since 1980,
2014,
so, I mean, go ahead.
And I'm still voting. I go out
That's
and I campaign cool. for people when I have the opportunity. I make sure that people know both sides of the candidate coin. But you know what?
And I can appreciate
that. You obviously don't
I can
don't
appreciate
hear that.
That. But and
tell
I
me
understand.
This. He doesn't vote.
And
how could you
understand
you start voting again?
I understand your viewpoint, and I can appreciate everyone's viewpoint. I myself, personally, as I said, I stopped voting. You know, the last election, I didn't vote for anything. And keep in mind, I'm in a state where Biden is in, and, you know, Biden was a neighbor. So, you know, I'm tired of the games. I see no difference between Bush and Obama. The only thing I seen was the puppet had changed. And the only thing they did was change the face, change the name of the party, but the agenda stayed the same.
Well, it got and worse in many ways.
Let me explain this shit.
All right, look. Okay, man. Look, voting is a waste of fucking time. That's my personal opinion on that, okay? But to just, if you want to do it, knock yourself out. Because the same song and dance. Every election is the same song and dance. We hear this shit every fucking time. You know, I'm going to change this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And every president has said this shit. And I have not seen too many actually pull through with this, what they said. It's a sales ploy. It's a sales gimmick. You know, I had a friend of mine, he's an international market trader, and he told me that's what it's done. That's how they do it. Talk to people with advertising. They'll tell you that's what it is. It's a sell deal. Okay, I call them used car sales. That's what they fucking do. They tell you all these good things about them, and they're the perfect man for the job, and all this bullshit. But when it comes down, like I said, when Obama got elected, this has nothing to do with fucking race. Race don't even come into this show. My show does not deal in race because we're all in this together, regardless whether we like it or not. That is bullshit. Color should not never matter in this issue. This topic now, and what we're going through now in this country, that should be the least thing on our fucking minds. Right now, we need to take a look at what's going on and what's going to take us to do. Voting ain't going to work. We tried it. It never has worked for us. So we have to do something else. Okay? We have a Congress that ain't worth a shit. We have a Senate that ain't worth that shit. You never hear them say anything worth listening to anymore. You know, nobody's in control of this. Obama makes his executive orders, doing what he wants to do, whatever. But like I said, when he got elected, he might have been talking a good game, and he probably really meant what he was saying. I really backed the man on that. But here's the problem. When he got in there into the Oval Office, I said this before, they threw him the book. They played the game, the playbook, and here's this is the way the game's going to be played. The corporations want this, and this is what they're going to get. Regardless, they're the ones who give us the money. Okay, so the Federal Reserve has more control over the government than anybody. You see what I'm saying? Because they're a private company. You see, the people don't look at that shit. You know, but the fact of it is, I've done the research, I've looked at it, I've been there, I've seen it, and that's what they're doing. It's a Ponzi scheme going on right now, and people don't think that. They don't take enough time to take a hard look at the mathematicals of this, how this works. If a country's got to keep getting loans from the same people, have to pay them back, and from the taxpayers' money over. Well, first off, I don't think it's the taxpayers' money anyway. It's nobody's money but the Federal Reserve's money. And they chuck it up when they want something done. They'll throw the money up to get it done. But a lot of people don't think, no, you're crazy, Ryan, that we're talking about. That's what it is. But voting has become a complete bullshit game. It's a complete propaganda now. It ain't what it used to be. When they went to digital systems, default, and all them son of a bitches, they showed me, somebody stole a hard drive out of the voting machine, and when they tore it down, when they ran to another computer, what it did, it showed this hard drive was designed. So it didn't matter who you voted for, it was directed to one candidate, the one it was directed to go to.
Wait a minute, Ron. You don't think it was fraud in voting before they came up with those machines?
Oh, yeah. Of course, they caught shit where dead people are voting.
Yep.
You know, babies. They're just born voting.
Well, you know
I'm trying to ask Antoinette a question, and I want to pose this question to Ron, too. I don't know if it's two or three guys on the line that they said they vote.
I don't care.
I'm not asking you a question. I'm asking Antoinette and Ron. So you not caring, it don't even matter. You could have kept that to yourself. Anyway, Ron and Antoinette, what could be said to you to make you vote again? Or what could be done that would restore your faith in the system?
If they went back to paper, to the paper ballot, that's what take me back.
And for me, when I see that they're not all related to the Queen.
Right. And I'm voting for a regular guy, a regular person, a regular Joe.
Yeah.
Not no rich,
where they're not
an asshole.
Where their lineage does not go back to the Queen.
Right.
And if you notice, all of their lineages go back to the Queen. They're all related, including Obama. Yeah, including Obama.
Most of the people they put in control these organizations, or whatever they want to call them, are usually ex-CEOs of corporations.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, come on, man. I mean, if you can't see plain sight, it's a bunch of
But they also cannot be related to the Queen.
Well, you know what, Ron? Board members of big corporations, too.
Oh, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's who's running your country, corporations.
I think Michelle Obama was getting paid close to $300,000 as sitting on the board of directors of Kraft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm with you, Antoinette. I don't think the system works, and I don't think I should participate in a system that I don't believe is working. I mean, come up with a new system or something, whether it be paper ballots or whatever, but the whole representative democracy I have a problem with.
Yes, I do too, and I don't like that saying, pick between, you know, the two evils. Well, I'm a Christian. Why should I pick between evil? I don't want evil. So evil is evil. I don't care which way that poison comes. The poison comes, you know, it comes to destroy. No matter which way you give poison, it doesn't give.
But Mike's got a very good, strong point on this, you know, on the fact of this. You know, bless his heart. Bless your heart, Mike, man. But it just, you know, it came to the point, you know, I used to vote. I used to do it.
Yeah, I did too.
I was at the polls every time, you know, never mattered. And I just came to
I worked at the polls, so my daughter and I both did.
Right. I didn't do that. But, I mean, I'd go do my thing and, you know, figure out being patriotic and hoping it worked. But usually, you know, it always seems to come back the same old people. It keeps winning. And,
yeah,
you know,
I had the lawn signs
and
everything.
Right. So I found my local next year. I came across it as a family of people that were running a lot of deals around here. So, you know, it didn't matter. You're going to lose anyway.
It's just,
but we had a weird election going on this round. Our local election coming up here shortly. There's a lot of people running for a lot of offices. A lot of them. A whole bunch of them. It's really strange how many people are running, man. Like,
well,
wow.
We have Biden's son here. I believe he's running for senator or governor.
Yeah,
I know right
Senate
now he's attorney general.
We got a Senate seat from a senator is retiring. I think Johnny Isaacson. And we have the governor is up for re-election, too. And his main opponent is another Republican.
Yeah, but see,
so
understand, ours is Biden. Yeah, but see, Jackie, ours is Biden. And understand, Biden has been big in Delaware, Lord, since the 60s and 70s. You know, Biden has been big, you know, and he's been our senator and everything else. And when he went in the office to become vice president, his son became the attorney general here. And now his son is going to be running for... I believe he's running for senator. It's either senator or governor. And then, you know what I mean? So where, you know, Biden is the big name in Delaware, and it has been, you know, for years. You know, I mean, I told you, well, Jackie, you know, and Ron, you know that, you know, when I was little, Biden used to come to our house. You know, Delaware is a small state, and everybody knows everybody. So, you know, at that time.
That's what I'm saying. Delaware should be a town.
You know what? You keep on, Ron.
It shouldn't be a state. I'm telling you, man.
Well, Delaware
you know,
is a state. Delaware is the first state that started
Walmart.
All of this
gotta
mess.
Quit, man. It's all you need.
No.
I've got a quick question. All of y'all are non-political, non-voters. Okay, if you're non-voters and you're talking politics, do you affiliate yourself with any particular party? Or you call yourself an independent?
No.
Used to be, as I said, I used to be, and I was very heavy into it. Actually, I love politics. My daughter wanted to become an attorney so she can go, and she just completely changed all of that. You know, I guess when the more she learned and, you know, seeing behind the doors, but, you know, it's just a big game. I have family that are in office. I mean, so it's just that, no.
Well, it sounds like you're very anti-Biden. I mean, it sounds like you despise Biden.
No, and you know what? And I don't. Honestly and truly, I don't. When I tell you, I have a lot of respect for Biden. The Biden that y'all see on television and everything else is not the Biden that is known in Delaware. The Biden that is known in Delaware is your next-door neighbor. You know, that is the type of man he is at home. You see? You know, he's where, you know, you see him, he talks to you and everything else, and he's been that way the whole time. You know, where he's a family man, you know, when he was in the Senate, you know, he came home every night on the train. You know, now that he's VP, he comes home every weekend unless he's out of the country. You know, and he's just Joe. I mean, and because of his age and the way how I was raised, he's Mr. Joe because, you know, of course, he's up there with what my parents' age and things would be. But, no, I have no animosity against Joe Biden.
Yeah. Well, like you said, on the national stage, he comes across as an idiot whenever he speaks. You know, they
but
tear
that's
him apart.
Not, but you know what, that's not being a Delaware and not knowing his background. Biden had an abrupt aneurysm in the 70s. So what happens is it affects your short-term memory. You have to hurry up and get your point out there. Sometimes you just don't have enough time to think to get your words together fully. But, you know, you got to hurry up and get it out.
So he's not
I
qualified
can understand
to be the president.
Why?
Because what you just said, he can't think. His memory's screwed
up.
Well,
he can think. This happened to him in the 70s. And, you know, he's ran the Senate and everything else, and he's been doing a good job of it.
Would you like to see him as the president?
At one time I did, yes. But now I don't know. I mean, if he makes it, that would be wonderful. But as far as I know, he said he was retiring. You know, after this, that was it. He was retiring. You know, he said that when he first took the job as VP.
Case closed. Go ahead. I'm done.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, I can't, you know, at one time, yes, I wanted to see him as president. You know, I mean, I understand as a Delawarean, and, you know, when, you know, the state is so small, as Ron said, you should call it a town, then, you
you're
know,
a what?
You want to see,
you're,
pardon me?
I thought you were Protestant.
No, I'm not a Protestant.
You're a Delawarean?
Yes.
I thought you were Protestant. I had no idea. Internet. Oh, come on. I had to throw that out there. I'm just joking.
I'm trying to get you to smile.
Let me jump in here real quick. let me jump in here because... I don't live in the state of Delaware. I'm not a Delawarean. I'm a New Yorker.
I know you're Catholic, so don't. Never mind.
Wise guy.
All right, I'll behave.
Yeah, behave yourself.
All right. I'm sitting down.
I told you my show can go anywhere.
Okay, guys, but we only got 23 minutes.
Then we'll talk fast.
I don't know. We're not going to talk fast, though.
Okay.
I haven't called you, Joe. George, we're not going to talk fast.
Can I ask you a question? Is there any known cure for Delawarean syndrome?
Pardon me?
Why did I come
Is there any cure for that?
Okay. What I'm saying is, if I can
I'm
say
gonna
it.
I'm
going to
hang, Ron.
George, I know why you came to this show.
I'm sorry, let George talk.
You came to this show because you were tired of being beat up by empty heads.
Who, me?
No, the Jew.
The Jew's
will
not here.
Let George talk.
I heard the Jew on the line. I heard him.
No, you know who you heard? No, 2020, that's not, I'm sorry, Jackie, no. That who you heard is George.
Quiet, Ron.
Who you heard is George.
You hear me?
You heard George from Firefox News Online.
Oh, that wasn't the Jew?
No,
Shit.
That's Firefox
Shit.
News Online. He has his own
Jewish.
Show. He has a
George
excellent
care,
show.
Buddy.
But, no, he, that's not the Jew. Now, you can really tell the Jew. All you got to do is think about the conversations.
Is anybody going to let George talk?
All I heard was, why did I come to this show? And it sounded like the Jew.
If I try to say anything, I'm going to get talked over or interrupted.
No, George, you got it. I'll mute her. I'll mute. Jack, you be cool, man. George, go ahead, man.
Don't mute me. Just ask me to hang up.
Oh, God, Jack, you hold on, man. Would you please? Hang on. George,
excuse me.
Please. George, you got the floor, bro. I got the board. You got the floor.
George. I'm listening.
He hung up.
He hung up.
He dropped. Says he's dropped.
Oh, man.
He's gone. Shit.
We need a horse with me. He's still in the chat room, and he can't get back in now. That's a shame.
Huh. He might have lost connection, too. That happens.
No,
he
hung up.
Okay.
I hope. Maybe he had a problem with his phone?
No, he hung up. He's done arguing with Jackie. Jackie's a good arguer. He's Jackie.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, George, man. It's you. Go, man.
George, we'll miss you. There's no way you can get back on the phone?
If I had his phone number, I could call him and try to bring him in on three-way.
Want to put me in the green room and I'll give you the number?
You can Skype him.
If it's cool with him, let's see what he says in the chat room.
What?
Skype.
I could bring him back.
Oh, sure. I don't have Skype. I don't know if George does.
I don't have Skype.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have access to the green room while we're in overtime or no?
Okay, he had to have called in on Skype because it came in under his name.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it just has that he dropped.
Well, I've got his number.
Skype has a phone number. George, you can
your
number.
But you would have to be his friend or something like that, if memory serves me correctly. But
he said that
go in the green room and he'll give you his number so he can call back in.
He's gone.
So you can put him in.
Yeah, I understand, but I would not like to do that unless I had his permission from him.
But can I ask that other guy a question?
Mike, could you call him?
I could try calling him. Unless you got a green room, you want me to give you the number on a green room? Or do you want me to try calling him and tell him to come back?
Brother. Mike, I'd be cool with that, but I don't want to do it unless I have his permission.
Okay, hold on.
I think we're probably down to 20 minutes, aren't we?
We're down to 17, 18.
Yeah, I'm trying to call him now. Hold on.
Yeah, I love talking.
I'm sorry.
Let's see. It says low battery on my phone. Great. Okay.
Oh.
Of course.
Yep.
I know that feeling.
Got to plug it in.
He's probably pretty tired to deal with it, you know. He's probably tired of doing the show.
Yeah, because he just did
hours
a show.
Radio.
Yeah, that's a lot of talking.
You've reached the voicemail for Firefox News Online Productions. At this time, I am unavailable.
Okay, well.
guys,
I tried. I tried.
Well, we missed
you,
George.
Yeah, you need to get a connection with him. I had your number one time, but I never tapped it. But I didn't get me only to connect outside of the show, you know, talk some
business.
Definitely. We'll get to that. But, yeah, man. Yeah, we're down to the last 16 minutes of the show. And Jackie's been nice hearing from you. You're still Jackie. You never changed.
Yes, he is.
I changed.
Yeah, I've always liked him, you know.
Yeah, Jackie, it was nice talking with you. It really was nice talking with you. And there's a lot of... Oh, hold on. Just George.
Oh, great.
Hold on. George. George.
Yeah, Mike.
You're on the air right now. I'm holding it up. Everybody missed you. They were like, oh, man, because they were trying to...
I hung up for a reason.
Okay,
I was sick
by
and tired
everybody.
Being interrupted by Jackie. I got sick and tired of being cut off at the knees every 5 seconds. So I just disconnected. I did not want to be put back on the show.
Okay.
By any means or any other way.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
He's pissed off.
Yeah, he's relaxed. Don't get too excited, man.
Yeah. All right.
Don't work yourself up.
All right. Well. I'll tell him. I'll tell him. But everybody missed you. Everybody was. They all missed you. All right. All right, bye. He said, I got to go. He said he's going to go.
He says he didn't like me?
No, he thought that he was getting cut off. He said, you know, I kept trying to talk. I had something to say, and he said I kept getting stomped on, and I couldn't get through, and he said, I gave up. He said, you know what, I got to go. So he's upset.
He was talking to me in private message, and he said, every time I try to talk, they keep talking over me. They won't let me talk.
No.
And so he got frustrated.
Yeah, well, that is frustrating when that happens. I understand that.
Oh, it is.
But it's BTR. That's what happens on BTR.
Yeah, well, you know, Jackie, we try not to run it that way here. You know, we try to let everyone talk. Yeah.
But think about this. If we were all in the same room, it would still happen. If you just be honest with yourself, if we were all in the same room, that would still happen.
Yeah.
Maybe so.
You just have to have patience. I mean, he probably has that issue because he is used to running his own show and nobody's on his show.
No, he has people on his show.
He has an excellent show and it's run very well.
I'll call his show, Antoinette.
Oh, his show is run very well.
Call his show, and I have it programmed in my phone. I listen to his show a lot.
Yeah.
I think it's just a misunderstanding for tonight.
That's all. For tonight, it's late.
Sometimes people judge people, and they think that they believe one thing. Was he the one calling me a liberal?
I also thought you were a liberal. At first, Jackie, honest to God, I said, my God, every time I end up in a fight with somebody over Obama or something, they end up being a liberal. And you know how many people, because I'm very pro-gun. You know how many people I've run into the way they start the conversation? I'm pro-Second Amendment, but. Once I hear but, the hair on the back of my neck stands up. But I know they're not pro-gun. When they've never even owned a gun or anything else, but they'll start it by saying, I'm pro-Second Amendment, but I think we should get rid of all guns. Right.
You know what
makes
the hair on my neck stand up? What makes the hair on my neck stand up is when the race card is thrown in.
Yeah.
That's when I start paying real close attention. Mm. Do not throw the race card up. When you throw the race card up, I'm at guard. I'm ready to take the offensive because I can win that fight every time. When you want to throw the race card at me.
I'll tell you, in my restaurant, more than half of my crew was black. That's how it happened. It just happened. And I used to tell them, you know, when you're dealing with people on the phone and everything, people judge you by the way you speak. There's no color or anything on the phone. And if you come across like a retard, they're going to mark you in their mind as a retard. And when they're ordering food at a pizzeria and they start with, I tell them, find a 6-year-old that's articulate and call back and have them place the order. I don't understand a word you're saying. And my guys, you know, finally one of my guys turned to me and said, Mike, you're right. I'm not going to use yo man anymore. I'm not going to use it because they sound like fools. And I tell my guys, you know, I want you to go to college. I want to see you go to school. I want to see you drive by me in a Mercedes. I want to see you be a success. You have to work within the system to become a success in the system. And you're not going to do it. If you had cancer, you go to your doctor and you sit in front of your doctor. Do you want to hear him come across, listen, yo, dog, this be the shit what you got? No, you're not going to have a confidence level zero for that doctor. You want somebody that's going to deal with you straight. And it sucks, but that's life. So if you want to separate yourself from society and create your own language, and name your daughter after a banana. I'm telling you. I mean, I ran into this in a store. The mother turned to her daughter. Why would you name your daughter Chiquita? She can't even pronounce it correctly.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait,
excuse me.
Wait a minute.
Let's listen to this.
Why would you name your child after bananas?
Why? I ran into a lady that actually, in the store, she turned to her daughter and she called her daughter Chiquita.
Yeah, you're being redundant. You're repeating yourself. But those are African names. Those
Chiquita?
Are traditional African names.
Chiquita Banana.
Are you saying that black people shouldn't name their children?
No. I'm telling you that
African
you can't, if you're gonna succeed the kids, you can't put down, if you're part of Western civilization, you can't differentiate and say, I'm not going to speak English and I'm going to create my own language and come across like you're ignorant onto people on the phone or threaten them or try to get what you want by intimidation on the phone. And we've dealt with a lot of this. And I'm telling you, we deal with the public. That's what you deal with. And all my guys, like I said, a couple of them came back to me and said, you're right. When people start with the yo man stuff, it doesn't accomplish anything. Usually, what's with the music?
I'm trying to show y'all a point. That is all mind games. It's all games. And I think that we need to go back to what I initially said. You know, we have cultural differences. We have so many differences.
Well, no, we're Americans.
But, yes,
we're Americans.
Americans. We're
I don't
Americans,
have to fabricate anything
Americans.
With my Greek heritage. I put it in my wallet, and I have my Greek heritage. I'm not going to force it on America and say, no, absolutely not. I want to walk around and look like an Evzon. And I want everybody to treat me normally looking like an Evzon.
You know what? I'm going to say this.
Okay.
And this is probably going to be something that I am going to regret.
Don't do that.
But, no, I, honestly, this is something that I'm going to regret.
All right.
And we're going to do a show on race. And I want this to be it done and it's final. And I'm going to tell you why. Because, see, everyone is... All of these things that are being used on us as a distraction, it continues, and we can't get away from it. So,
no,
okay,
we can recognize that.
Not, no, but wait a minute. Excuse me. Now, let's talk about it. It's not going to solve the problem for the rest of the world or anything else. But, you know, I don't like the way how people talk. You know, that do not speak proper English. I speak proper English.
Right, we all
do. I prefer that. But we are not the world. You know, we're not the whole United States. The United States is composed of so many different people with so many different cultures and religions and, you know, just everything. We, you know, it's divided, but it should be together in so many different things. But we're letting these little petty things, these daggers that they throw out there, and we're grabbing them like it's a baseball, and we're running with it like we're trying to roll football or something, like we're trying to make a touchdown. And I think it's time to get over it. I mean,
no,
all,
the ideals,
on,
the,
all of
the,
us on this phone is, what, in their 40s to 50s or
right.
over? You know, okay, we're old enough to know better. There's
right,
children out there. I have grown children, and I have grandchildren. My grandchildren are mixed, you know. I don't want them to have to continue to go through this crap. I mean, so let's get on with it.
Right.
You know,
but
I don't like everyone's culture. I don't like the way how everyone is. But that's not enough to base my whole perception on that whole group of people. So
people
I think that
people that latch on to a subculture, like the thing about wearing your pants down or anything else that's antisocial, and they embrace it. I don't understand this. I don't accept it. I don't want it as a part of my life. The antisocial stuff where you have, whether it's barbed wire
it.
Tattooed around your neck, as some of the gang members do, or you're wearing your pants down where around your who knows what, these are antisocial, and it's created their own subculture. And even the way
but
they speak and the language.
But there's a reason for that.
And the use of swearing and profanity. And what is it? What's the reason?
Well, let me ask you something. I don't know how old you are, but I'm pretty sure when you were coming up, the generation before you, a bunch of things that they didn't want to accept about your generation.
And that's the same thing that is going on now. You see things with a younger generation that you don't want to accept.
Yeah, but we never used profanity or anything that this generation's latched onto, and any of the generations before us never used it either, like this.
The moral generation, things have changed.
They've changed, and it's not for the better because we see the results.
That's true. It's not for the better.
It's not for the better.
It's not for the better.
And respect is gone.
We're not going to, yes, it's gone. But we're not going to make it any better if we're going to sit here and still argue and fight over it.
No.
When
but we have to recognize it.
Of course.
We have to recognize it. We can't ignore it. Just like that, the museum in town went to borrow a lot of my stuff for the World War II. They did I filled up three rooms with World War II for D-Day a few years back for the 50th anniversary. And I went in front of the board of directors, and one lady said, "We don't want any Nazi things." And two of the people from the museum turned to her before I even had a chance to mention anything, and they said, "That's who we fought. We can't hide from that." But that's the problem with the society. They want to hide from things. Well, we can't discuss that. No, it's good that we discuss it. Bring it out. Air it out.
Well, that's the reason why I said that that's what we're going to do a show on.
That's it.
Let's discuss this. Don't make remarks that people name their kids after bananas. That was so
mean. This is how I'm telling you. I mean, I would never name my daughter Chiquita. Or Chiquita.
But this is what I'm saying. You're not African. Wait a minute,
Jackie. There's a Greek name called.
For 1 second. You're not African, and obviously, when you make that remark, we don't have time.
We're out of time.
You don't understand African culture or African names. So I'll tell you what.
I'm Greek, and I know the Greek names.
Excuse me.
There's a Greek name called Fani. I would never name my kid Fani because I saw a kid that came from Greece. Everybody called him Fani instead of Fani.
That's the right of that person to name their kid whatever they want.
You know what? Well, it doesn't because I. You have to be. You know, the song about the boy named Sue.
Anyway.
Music. We're playing music over it now.
We're
this is censorship
minutes.
Now.
We're down to
all
3 minutes.
And kill that song if you walk out of here.
Yes.
Playing that music.
We're down
like,
to 3 minutes,
on,
y'all.
Okay.
We're down
anyway,
to 3 minutes.
I'm fighting a cat right now. Damn it, cat, get out of here. Anyway, yeah, hey, I want to thank everybody for coming on tonight. Yeah, what a show. Like I said, anything can happen possible on this show. We do that all the time. Sometimes. But I do like to keep everybody in a low tone and be cool about it. But I want to thank everybody, Gunslinger, Deborah, Mike W., Gus here, my co-host, and Jackie, and my co-host, Antoinette, Delaware. But hey, tomorrow is another day. Tomorrow's Saturday. And me and Antoinette will talk tomorrow afternoon, and we'll schedule a show that she would like to do. And we'll see you guys here back to, probably the same time, I guess, maybe. I don't know. But me and her will talk that through. But anyway, I'm going to leave you with this song, and y'all have a good weekend, and be safe and be careful.
Okay, and I'm sorry for playing the music, y'all. I just... But thank you all for coming, and have a good night, everyone. Thank you.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you to cry. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. War is not the answer, for all in love.